I mean, you know what the hell I...
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I see. Well, we don't want that. Okay. Well, we don't have an opening thing. Let's get Joe on. Joe?
Oh, we don't?
Hello, fellow summits.
Hello, sir. Nice
fellow
to have
summits,
you.
You know what you said?
Yeah. And hey, we got James.
James.
Hello.
Where the fuck have you been?
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
I will excuse you later. Where have you been?
I was actually watching my son's dog, and I was gone.
For 3 weeks?
In Wisconsin. Yeah, because I got there last Saturday. And he and I went out to dinner, and I enjoyed some time with him. And then last Saturday night,
hold on,
I went out to dinner with him again when he got back from Kentucky.
Hang on. Kathy and Daniel are here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Donnie.
Hey, what's up?
Well, James, about time you brought your ass back.
Whatever. I got to spend some time with my son that lives 7 hours away. So I'm going to take it, dadnabbit.
I don't blame you.
You don't have telephone service 7 hours away.
I'm sorry, what?
I guess you didn't have telephone service 7 hours away.
I did, but I was enjoying time with my son instead of talking to you guys.
Then why were you watching his dog if the son was there?
He left a week ago Monday.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, it'll be 2 weeks ago now. It'll be 2 weeks ago this coming Monday, and he came back that Friday.
Starting to sound kind of fishy.
Hey, you know what we got to see, though? We went up to the Dells. And there's this place called Top Secret. Okay? And if you're like a Roman ruins, but then when you really look at it, it's the White House upside down.
Ooh.
And you go in.
Wow.
It is so cool. And they say that there was this thing that happened, and the White House got, you know, whatever, and it's upside down. And when you walk in, there's Trump, like, at one of those fortune teller machines. But you walk through, and it's like everything is up on the ceiling, and it looks like they, you know, secured all to the ceiling, and everything is like, you know, there's a disaster here, and uneven floors, and they got the aliens, and, I mean, it's just really cool.
Gene, when you went to that fortune teller machine, did it say you will be boring, Don, when you call the show on Saturday night? Did it say that? Was that the fortune? Was that my fortune?
Oh, boy.
It's going to be one of those nights.
I'm glad she's back.
Kidding. I think that would be cool as hell going to, you know, something like that. It'd be awesome.
It took a lot of thought to put it together. It really did. It was just so cool.
Yeah, would have had to. Jeez.
Hey, Donnie, guess what? Your cousin's on time.
Yeah, she is on time. What do you know about that?
We got in trouble last week.
You sure did. Yeah.
Well, the week before you, or 2 weeks ago, you did too because you were waiting for a phone call.
Yeah. 1 week we had a call from the switchboard here.
Gene, they did. They called me.
I know, I was on that night. I was on that night. You were waiting for a phone call that night, and you're like, I'll call back in 10 minutes.
It was Bronx, New York. I thought it was a teleprompter want me to renew a warranty, so I was going to go off on them.
You should have. That would have been even funnier.
And it was Donnie.
That would have been even funnier.
I know it. I should have.
Yeah, that would have been good. Well, got a lot of emails from last week, guys. I got handed to me last week.
What happened?
What happened last week?
I got I won't listen to the show again if you do that again.
What did you do?
We had a great show.
Yeah, well, what did you do?
I thought we did. People don't want to know about the Constitution over and over and over and over for an hour, I guess. But There were three of them that said that, if we promise not to go that long, they will go look this stuff up themselves. And well, I said, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, I hope you did what you said you were going to do.
What actually happened, Donnie, is that you read emails from about 6 months ago, and they said they were going to leave because of my snoring. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's true, too. I didn't want to hurt your feelings by telling you that.
You mean feeling?
More than once.
Well, he falls asleep sometimes.
He falls asleep.
Yeah.
It's a 12 o'clock hour.
What is the uncle calling? A cow giving birth?
10:30 hour.
Yeah, but I wake up also, though, so don't forget that.
There you go.
Well, they're doing, I don't know if you guys seen that today. They're doing an audit and searching for special watermarks on the ballots in Maricopa County, Arizona.
A forensic audit, right?
Yeah. That's just, here's a little tape from Mostly Peaceful Matthew. I don't know if there's any sound. It doesn't look like it. It's just, oh, they're sending it through infrared. Yeah, checking, making sure they're legal ballots.
Is this the isotope that the military had put on the ballots, or is this a different mark?
I don't have a clue, Daniel.
I have a question, though, about that. Because the Democrats set down, like, 70-some-odd lawyers to stop this.
Yeah, I saw that, Gene.
If you have nothing to hide,
yeah,
why fight it?
Yeah, well, the judge said we'll stop and talk about it, but you got to put $1 million up to pay for all the people and all the time spent so far. And the Democratic Party said, no thanks. So, it was going to cost the Democratic Party $1 million. So they chose not to fight it.
So, but still, why would you find something if you're in the right?
Exactly.
Well, more people voted in Maricopa County than live there. So they know something's wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Donnie, I sent you something on Facebook. It was from that Ruby in Georgia, the one and her daughter were doing all the ballads and stuff. It was a confession of what she had and her daughter had done. Did you see that yet?
No.
A full confession.
Yeah.
I'll go to it right now.
Facebook? But the video... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Somebody go.
I saw some interesting videos. Why were there moving vans at the White House? Like this last weekend. I mean, this last week, there were moving vans at the White House.
They're moving the furniture out, Gene.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
They're making way for Kamala Harris to take over.
Shit. Okay. Harris has not moved into the vice president's residency yet. You know. She ain't vice president. Well,
yeah.
I don't know, but...
Well, to my knowledge, they have not released an official photo yet either for the government's facilities of the, you know, their official photo to put like the Secretary of State, you know, government buildings.
Hey, Kathy.
Yes.
You sent me this. Could you make it any smaller? Do you think I can read that? I can't.
Do you not have some reading glasses, Donnie?
I got my glasses on, and I got bifocals. And I still can't get close enough to this thing to read it.
You want Daniel to read it to you?
Somebody ought to read it to me.
I'll read it. No.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Put me on this. Pull it up, Mama.
Well,
put some young knife on it.
I have to do everything around here.
You know, just put some young eyes on there.
Of course.
Young eyes. I know, Lord.
You know damn well I couldn't read that.
Well, I put my reading glasses on.
It's another
to
one
read
of your
cousin's
pranks.
I had trouble reading it.
Oh, God. You expect me to read it.
I don't know what is wrong with y'all.
It was like, what was that little prank you did, Kathy, when you send Don a dollar?
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
And you saw how ungrateful he was? Did you see that? He fussed about that.
Up, Kathy. You're wasting time out here.
He fussed about the card. He fussed about the birthday card I sent him, and he fussed about the money I sent him.
Oh, my God. You wonder why.
He fussed about it.
When we didn't have phones, I had a caller on a regular phone, and she kept yakety, costing me almost a full paycheck to pay for the phone call. Just pull it up, Kathy. Let's go.
I am working on it, you know. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
I remember this guy, this Byrne.
The email worked faster than Rome being built.
Can I say something real quick about last week when John Doe and Joe and Bianchi and Donnie, we were all still on real late. John Doe was talking about how Donald Trump did not give the power back to the people like he was promising or whatever. He gave it to the corporations of the United States. My point I wanted to make to John Doe, but I got disconnected and I couldn't get back on.
I hung up.
Was that your mama hung up? Was that Donald Trump did give power back to the people? That power was the power, and it was abused again. But the power through representation, so we can vote and have our vote counted legally. And it be a legal vote. That's what he was. That's what he wants us to have, power to vote. That's why this election fraud is such a big deal.
Yeah,
all
it's
right,
a big
Daniel,
deal.
Come
all
here and read it.
No. All right, we'll talk about all that later on in the hours to come.
Okay, let me.
So you had an interesting caller, Lefty.
Okay, are y'all ready?
Yep. Go.
Ruby Freeman, Georgia. I posted, okay, this is from her. This is what she says. I posted this on my Facebook page and wanted to share it with the Instagram community. I'm so proud of my baby because today we did something that changed history and we decided that we will not be silent and allow evil to control this country. I was shocked, hurt, and deeply upset to see how many people support evil, racism, and ignorance while counting many ballots for Donald Trump. I was almost in tears seeing how very few people wanted to support a black woman becoming the first female vice president or an excellent man named Joe Biden while counting the ballots. Thank God my baby had a plan, and today we put the plan into action after those Trump-supporting and Fox News, though they won and left the building. A lot of it's broken sentence fragments and stuff. My baby knew how racist Georgia was, and we knew how the votes was going to go. So we resorted to Plan B, and now you see the results of my brilliant baby. Joe Biden is now the winner, and I'm looking at all of Georgia with a side eye because I know for a fact that Georgia voted for Trump by the largest numbers, and if we did not do what we did, he would have won Georgia. I've seen and I noticed many black names who voted for Donald Trump, and that really bothers me because y'all know he won. My baby told me, quote, it's going to be our own community who's going to make Donald Trump win. And she was right because Donald Trump won, and it's very sad. I was very nervous about Plan B, but I'm glad we did it because it saved the country, and I will pray for forgiveness. If people find out what me and my baby did, we could be in a lot of trouble and possibly jail. So I would like to ask everyone to delete all the pictures, videos, and live streams of me and the special ballots. The ones we used are the special Joe Biden ballots that my baby created for us to win. They scanned excellent and increased Joe Biden numbers and helped him beat Donald Trump. I spoke to Dominion people, and they said Plan B worked all across the country. Special thanks to Stacey Abrams, Keisha Lance Bottoms, and Raphael Warnock. Don't worry, Raphael. You're going to beat that white bitch because we did it for you, and Joe Biden better give us. And then it breaks off. I don't know. That's it.
Where'd you get that from, Dan?
She got it from X-22 report.
Uh-huh.
Through a friend, Patrick
Byrne.
Right, yeah.
And he's the guy that started Overstock, right?
I'm not sure.
Is it Byrne?
Overstock.com.
Byrne. Oh, if he's the CEO of Overstock, then he's a whistleblower.
Yeah, that's from him. It's for message from Patrick Byrne.
Ah, okay. I like to know how he got it, but isn't that something? I mean, if we can confirm that.
Right.
Ruby Freeman is her name?
Well.
_Georgia?
Yeah, Ruby Freeman.
_Georgia.
Well, this forensic audit that they're doing in Arizona, obviously there's things the Democrats don't want seen.
Well,
right.
Well, everybody knows there's more people that voted in that county than were there, so they didn't want to open up. And an audit
is different than just the recounting of the votes, because all you do is recount the same illegal votes all over again. An audit's supposed to differentiate the legitimate from the illegitimate, supposedly.
Well, it's supposed to be, of course, it's supposed to be an audit, too.
It's a forensic audit.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
The straw for it.
Oh, I don't know what the hell to do.
Oh, man.
And they got to be done by Thursday, I believe. I can't hear you. Gina, is that you? Hello?
My husband's being obnoxious.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know how he is.
Yeah, I know how he is.
But, no, this is forensic audit, so it's supposed to do what Joe's talking about.
Yeah, it's supposed to. We'll see what it does.
Differentiate the real votes from the fake votes.
Uh-huh.
Anybody want to hold their breath on the real results?
Huh? No.
No, that's right.
And then wouldn't that open up the can of worms big time?
Oh, yeah.
But we, you know what? Then again, I hope it does open that can of worms.
Well, of course we do.
Well, I hope so, too.
I would love a whole bunch of candy worms and worms just crawling all over the place, crawling up the legs of the Democrats and everybody else who stole the election.
Yep.
I mean, I used to like Joe Biden and with the kids playing with the hair on his legs.
Yeah.
I just finished eating. What the hell?
It won't change anything. Change anything, but at least maybe it'll change the law, the voting law in these states.
Well, speaking of which, I know I've been gone for a couple of weeks. Given what Georgia passed for their voting laws, how is that racist? I still have not figured out how that is racist.
It's not, but it's just propaganda. They're making it racist. And if you ask black people about, do you have a photo ID? Do you think photo ID is necessary? What do they say? Yeah.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. I have come to determine that, yes, our country has a racism problem. A racist problem. We do. It's called the media. It's called the liberal Democrats. It's called the deep state.
Yep.
We do have racism, and the racism is not, I hate to say it, it's actually not against blacks. It's against whites.
No, you're right. It is against whites. It has been that way for the last 5 or 6 years.
It's
gaining ground.
Yeah. I think it's against both.
All that PC bullshit. And there are a lot of blacks. For example, if you go to all the shows in BTR, okay, the BTR is about 80%, 85% black anyway. Most of them are of the opinion, you know, America is still racist. If you ask them, give me examples of systemic racism, they might mention police brutality, and that's about it. Then you get hung up on it. But it is against white because the major plan is to sow discord, anarchy, make blacks against white, blacks against blacks. That's their whole purpose. If a country is divided, they win.
Right. But it's like, and just like, sitting here, I was thinking about that this last week. And going, you know, it's like, it's almost like whites have this, like Bianchi had said before, you know, he's like, tell them it's racist. You know, you're not the racist, they're the racist. And it's just like, all of those thoughts came to me this week when I was watching, it was something about, I know what it was, their sign in Minneapolis for the two owners for Floyd. If you're white, you have to do this, that, and the other thing. I can't remember what the sign said. Anybody else see it?
No, I didn't.
You know, the easy way to combat this is just to say, okay, so what? Now get lost. The only problem is if the government starts imposing some sort of regulations, which they are. But ordinarily, if people say, well, you're a racist or you don't agree with me because I'm not your skin color, you say, if that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel.
Right. It's America, freedom of speech, freedom of whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a sign at Floyd Square. George Floyd Square gives a list of special orders for white visitors. Okay? There's five things that white people have to do. Be center yourself and come to listen, learn, mourn, and witness. Remember, you are here to support and not to be supported. Be mindful of whether your value, pace, and movement are supporting or undermining your efforts to decenter yourselves. I'm like, what? Let's see. Seek to contribute to the energy of the space rather than drain it. Bring your own processing to other white folks so that you will not harm BIPOC. I don't know what BIPOC is. Consider if you want or need to take photos and post them. Do not take photos of other people without their consent. And if you witness white folks doing problematic things, speak up with compassion. To take the burden off black folks and our siblings of color whenever appropriate. Seek to engage rather than escalate. And then so that it can be a learning moment rather than a disruption.
Bianchi, welcome.
I'm sorry?
Bianchi, welcome.
Hello there, Donnie, and the rest of the group.
It's 8:25. Where you been, Bianchi?
I was raising hell.
Yeah. Raising hell.
He goes for another show and gets him fired up.
Yeah.
But when I was reading that, I'm like, the racism is not coming from whites at all. Well, okay, other than liberal whites. And I'm like, it just pissed me off.
I'm going to say there's a hell of a lot of whites out there in the street.
Well,
don't get Bianchi started. He just got here.
I'm starting to hear white hosts on radio programs starting to get their verbiage right when they make points of some of the things that's going on. News media use race, Democrats use race too, in order to push their agendas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The description of suspects, the word white, especially when it's an adjective used to describe a police officer, is always used. Just like in this last incident where you had the teenager shot. Well, the news media said a white police officer shoot white black teen.
Oh, yeah.
And they edited the video to show her so that they didn't look like she had a knife in her hand.
Right. See, what should be doing is whites need to start, and I say whites because you're the bigger population, got the means, need to start complaining, directing your complaint either to these news sources or the advertisers, because it's definitely and clearly bias that goes on in the reporting. And start, and from now on, just start paying attention to what they say and how they say it when they give descriptions. And the descriptions that they give is designed to achieve a certain reaction, which it does. Look, it also happened in Minneapolis. You had a carjacking.
Mm-hmm.
This carjacking was done by a white man. But the news didn't report that. It said a carjacker was shot. Well, supposedly, protesters started kneeling and was getting ready.
Until
they found out he was white. Now, here's the point. If it's about life, you should have stayed kneeling. Right?
Right, right.
I agree.
But when they found out he was white, it went to the trash can. So that's where the ignorance come in at. Yeah. And then again, you got some white dummies out here, too. These kids, Hannity was, you hear that interview that Hannity had, he had a reporter at a scene somewhere, and they was questioning a white, young white student, I guess young white girl, and he asked her, did she believe that the rioters and protesters should result to looting and burning? And she said, well, they should. I think they should do what they feel is necessary. Something to that effect.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Now, I ask this, Donnie. Where do they get that type of attitude? Where is that coming from?
Because they get away with it. They get other. You know, we see it every day on the news.
They see
breaking,
it every day.
Yeah, breaking and carrying out. I've seen loads of clothes being carried out. You know, nobody's stopping them. So, hey, they think they can do it.
And they went around as prices are going up. You know, and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad Trump is not president, sort of a way. Because people can now see that this crap is still going on. He can't be blamed for it under the pretense of emboldening people.
Are you kidding? Right. They still blame Trump.
Well, they're trying.
That's the other thing. They do, and it's like they can't keep Trump off their lips.
That's right.
Obsession.
Jackie from St. Louis sent me this, and it's Ann Dorn. You might remember last year her husband was murdered, and she was on Fox News.
The murder of George Floyd launched a summer of protest we hadn't seen since the civil rights era in the 60s. Protests that unified people of every race and generation in peace and purpose to say enough, enough, enough of this senseless killings.
Yeah, protests that spiraled oftentimes into riots that cost this country in 264 separate ones over the last year, about $1 billion. President Biden appearing to downplay the unrest that ravaged the nation last summer and during the riots after George Floyd's death as he reached to Derek Chauvin's guilty verdict. That's not sitting well with our next guest, whose husband, retired St. Louis police chief, captain, I should say, David Dorn, was killed defending a friend's business on Memorial Day during the riots. Ann Dorn joins us now. And I know it's coming up on a difficult anniversary, that marking when your husband was killed. What is your response from the president looking back favorably on this period in our country?
It's disheartening that our leaders are downplaying this and they're not calling for peace. They should be demanding peace from everyone in our communities and, you know, let the courts work it out like they did. You know, wait for a verdict. Don't just jump to conclusions and make statements that are going to incite more violence, more crime.
And then, well, not condemning it. And you're talking about what the president said prior to the verdict. He makes his comments during the day in the Oval Office while the verdict still had not been, they never came to a decision.
Exactly. Him you know, Maxine Waters and celebrities that are out there making comments publicly that are going to influence people.
How have you dealt with the last year?
Day by day. I take it day by day. It's been a very hard journey without my husband with me.
And knowing his talent never should have been out. This guy had two armed robbery convictions, just ravaging through the city. And he decides to look at your husband when your husband tries to subdue him and stop him from looting. He turns around seemingly without a second thought and takes the life of your husband. Is it hard to wrap your head around that?
Yeah, it is. He pretty much ambushed my husband. I don't realize he was there. And my husband was talking to someone else, trying to dissuade them from looting when this young man walked up and shot him.
And since that time, St. Louis has been anything but calm. You expect to be the murder capital of the world again, of the country again this year. And crime is only going up per capita. A lot of people have left the city, but crime is going up per capita, including the murder rate, the homicide rate.
Exactly, yes. We're at an all-time high to pass what we did in 1993.
You sense an urgency for law and order in your city?
I do. People want peace. The neighbors and the community want peace. They don't want this violence. We have too many children being shot.
Damn right.
Have you seen action coming from your attorney general? Have you seen action coming from law enforcement?
Our attorney, Eric Schmidt, is trying to work on some things, yes. The law enforcement community itself, our officers are very, very dedicated, and they love the communities they work in. You know, there's one bad apple doesn't – you can't let that spoil everybody. And our officers are out there to work, and they want to help the community. They want to work and do their job, and they do it with respect every day.
Right, the way your husband did his job every day. Ann Dorn, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie, for sending that to me. That was nice of you.
And you know something else, too. Let me ask this question. If black people are so afraid of white police, why is it they flee black crime areas to white communities where the community is damn near all white with all white police?
Well, why did the BLM lady buy her multi-million-dollar mansion in a black or in a white area?
Blacks flee St. Louis County around Ferguson. They now are starting to go across the Missouri River into St. Charles County. My wife's nephew lives, I think he stays in Mexico or Wentzville. It may be Wentzville. Wentzville is majority white police. He left the Ferguson area because of the crime. He's raising two daughters. He don't want his daughters to be caught up in that. And so did others.
Good.
But guess what? How do you think Ferguson became 67% black? Well, blacks was moving from escaping crime from North St. Louis, areas like Walnut Park, DeVille. DeVille is where Sumner High School is located, where Tina Turner graduated from that school, and other famous distinguished African Americans, and other areas. But lately, especially around leading up to 2014, you have people leaving North St. Louis, that there was the remnants, and starting to move out into these what we call ring counties, ring cities, which one was Ferguson. You had the townhouses all of a sudden be turned to low income housing, and then you have areas at the far end of the street that Mike Brown got killed on. I can't think of the name of the street. I think it's Canterbury Drive. I think they got some apartments down on that end. And, I mean, that's what you have. People, the blacks will up and move and run again. And that's the thing that gets me with this. You hear these stories about the disparity in income. how Daniel is worth $1 million, a black person is worth $1,050. Well, if they bought homes back in the late 60s, 70s, and paid for those homes, well, shouldn't they be allowed to do the normal thing, and that is recoup some sort of asset recuperation when they go to sell it? But no, they have to flee. When you have people fleeing an area, they can't demand money for the houses like it should be.
Right.
So they lose, they don't get that asset valuation as people talk about. The most expensive asset that you own is your home. They have to practically give those houses away. Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Now, well, and then, you know, I mean, it's kind of like the people, I mean, it's different, but it's same. It's like all the Democrats that moved from California to Texas. They don't change their mindset. They just change their location.
I know. Isn't that stupid?
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not saying your, you know, you said your son, right? Or your daughter, I can't remember. Anyways, them moving, they're changing their mindset as well as, but not all of them do that. There's a lot of them that don't change their mindset and just move their geographics. And then it turns into, you know, trash or crime or whatever the case may be.
Well, you have to ask the question, why would you move when you're running for something? Then when you get to some place where it's a lot better than where you left, you want to start initiating habits that help to establish that which you're running from now.
Exactly.
At your new location.
Yeah, you keep your old way of thinking.
Yeah. They don't change their mindset.
John Doe is with us, and I want to welcome Bring It Boy from California. You going to vote for Caitlin there, Bring It Boy? A Republican. And he was for Trump.
Big boy.
No, there he wasn't. Or at the end, he was not.
Well, welcome,
he
John,
was
and welcome, Bob Bring It Boy.
Yeah. Got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you want to join the conversation, push one on your keypad, and I'll get you right on. Last week, I told you there was a letter that was about a school in New York, and I couldn't find it to play it. I found it, and I found it only because the lady from New York City sent it back to me, and... And please.
Worrying and afraid in the face of what we're seeing now, but not everyone, it turns out. There is good news. You may have seen the recent letter from a father at the Brearley School in New York. He wrote it to parents at the school, hundreds of them. Brearley is a private girls' school on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. It's where some of the richest and most famous people in the world send their daughters and have for more than 100 years. It's a famously good school. Brearley has long been a liberal place. But over the past year, like so many schools in this country, it has become cultish and totalitarian. A parent called Andrew Gutman finally said so. Here's part of what he wrote. Quote, our family recently made the decision not to re-enroll our daughter at Brearley for the 2021-22 school year. She's been at Brearley for 7 years, beginning in kindergarten. In short, we no longer believe that Brearley's administration and board of trustees have any of our children's best interests at heart. It cannot be stated strongly enough that Brearley's obsession with race must stop. The administration and the Board of Trustees have displayed a cowardly and appalling lack of leadership by appeasing an anti-intellectual, illiberal mob and then allowing the school to be captured by that same mob. I object to the view that I should be judged by the color of my skin. I cannot tolerate a school that not only judges my daughter by the color of her skin, but encourages and instructs her to prejudge others by theirs. By viewing every element of education, every aspect of history, every facet of society through the lens of skin color and race, we are desecrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and we're utterly violating the movement for which such civil rights leaders believed, fought, and died. I object to the charge of systemic racism in this country and at our school. We've not had systemic racism against African Americans in this country since the civil rights reforms of the 1960s, a period of more than 50 years. To state otherwise is a flat-out misrepresentation of our country's history, and it adds no understanding to any of today's societal issues. If anything, long-standing and widespread policies such as affirmative action point in precisely the opposite direction. Brearley, by adopting critical race theory, is advocating the abhorrent viewpoint that black Americans should forever be regarded as helpless victims and are incapable of success, regardless of their skills, talents, or hard work. What Brearley is teaching our children is precisely the true and correct definition of racism. I object to Brearley's vacuous, inappropriate, and fanatical use of the words equity, diversity, and inclusiveness. If Brearley's administration was truly concerned about so-called equity, it would be discussing the cessation of admissions preferences for legacies, siblings, and those families with especially deep pockets. Let's pause now and smile because that's so true. If the administration was genuinely serious about diversity, it would not insist on the indoctrination of its students and their families to a single mindset most reminiscent of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Instead, the school would foster an environment of intellectual openness and freedom of thought. And if Brearley really cared about inclusiveness, the school would return to the concepts encapsulated in the motto, One Brearley, instead of teaching the extraordinarily divisive idea that there are only and always two groups in this country, victims and oppressors. I object to the censorship of books that have been taught for generations because they contain dated language potentially offensive to the thin-skinned and hypersensitive, something that's already happened in my daughter's fourth grade class. I object to the lowering of standards for the admissions of students and for the hiring of teachers. I object to the erosion of rigor in classwork and the escalation of grade inflation. Our nation will not survive a generation of leadership even more poorly educated than what we have now, nor will we survive a generation of students taught to hate its own country and despise its own history. The letter goes on like this. The entire thing is worth reading, and it's worth sending to everyone you know. It is brilliant. Why isn't this guy running the country? How did the school respond to the letter? The school didn't respond. Brearley's headmistress, a semi-literate called Jane Freed, just dismissed it out of hand as, quote, deeply offensive and harmful, and then just moved on without addressing a single one of Andrew Gutman's points. Shut up and send your 60 grand. That was her response. You got to wonder, this is a scam, obviously, but how much longer can this scam continue? This scam we pretend Brearley is an impressive place, and the rest of them, Collegiate, Spence, pick your school. They're not impressive, they're poisonous. So how long will we pretend they are impressive? Not much longer, you've got to think.
We can only hope. We can only hope. I forgot who sent that to me. I apologize, but I did play it, and I played it pretty fast. Thank you for sending that to me. I did look for it last week.
Well, maybe he's one of the ones who wrote that email that they're going to go away.
No, it was
whatever.
A female. It was a female. Relax, though.
Okay.
Trying to get me in trouble. Now, and I want everybody to think about this. I wish this Florida sheriff was, his name is Grady Judd. I hear him. I listen to a Florida radio station a lot. And Grady Judd, I wish Polk County of Florida, I wish he was my damn sheriff.
Grady Judd is the sheriff of Polk County, Florida. He joins us tonight. Sheriff, thanks so much for coming on. You enforce the law for a living. When violent mobs of civilians demand punishment for people outside of our legal system, what happens to the country?
Well, it breaks down the entire system. You know, we are a democracy because of our rule of law. And the republic fails to exist if we don't respect that republic and that law. And it's the beginning of the breakdown of the entire system, Tucker.
So, I mean, if your job, and I assume if, you know, you work for the government at any level, local, state, federal, your job by definition is to preserve the system that we all, I felt, believed in. How do you, if a mob shows up at a witness's house and smears pig blood on it, do you ignore that?
Not in the state of Florida, we don't. We lock them up. We put them in jail. There's specific laws against that. Trespassing, intimidating the witness, interfering in the trial. It is offensive to me as an American to think that anyone could do that and get away with it. I guarantee you that won't happen in the state of Florida, and it won't happen in this county. They'll go to jail before quick.
I believe you, and that's one of the reasons so many people are moving to Florida right now. But I have to ask, I mean, we've seen situations like this fairly frequently in American history. We saw them in the 1950s and 60s where municipalities decided they were going to ignore the law. And so the feds got involved and said, I'm sorry, it's America. You can't violate people's civil rights. We're not going to allow it. If we have to send the 101st Airborne, we're going to do that. That's not even under consideration here. The Justice Department of the Biden administration is doing absolutely nothing. What do you make of that?
Well, certainly I hope that the Attorney General Garland recognizes and upholds his oath to the Constitution. We all take an oath to support the Constitution and individual rights of everyone. People have a right to protest. They have a right to be angry with the government. They don't have a right to be violent. They don't have a right to attack government officials. They don't have a right to interfere in trials when people are trying to get a fair trial in the United States of America. We protect that right in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis is very strong. We're very strong. We do what's right in Florida all the time. That's guaranteed.
Right. I don't think I've heard it more clearly put than that.
Okay.
Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida. Appreciate
you coming
on.
Somebody just sent me this, too. Sent me this right after while I was playing that. Hang on.
It's
the
hottest name in the casino game. So it's no wonder.
This is from Channel 13, Tampa, Tampa Bay.
I've had the sliver of privilege.
And there's no sound.
Mm-hmm.
You send me a tape, could you send me the sound?
Well, I'm hearing the sound.
Yeah, are you guys hearing it?
Okay,
I'll just shut up then. I can't hear it.
The legislature for a majority of my law enforcement career, my adult life, never have I seen the leadership that I see with Governor DeSantis, with Speaker Sprout, and with President Simpson. They're making a positive difference, not for government, but for the people of the state of Florida. Florida is a unique place and a special place. It's where we work, where we live, but it's also where the world comes to play, to bring their children. And their children have a right to be safe. And that's guaranteed under the leadership of our governor, our speaker, our president, and the way we do business in Florida. You can compare and contrast. Look at Seattle, Portland, Minneapolis. That's no way to treat the community. That's no way to treat those that put their entire life into building their business. We saw folks' businesses burn around this nation who literally had worked their entire life and had every penny of their life savings involved. And what our governor said is, that's not happening. And we're going to be proactive, and we're going to make sure people are safe. Well, it might come as a surprise to you, Governor. I want to make sure everybody knows this is a peaceful protest. We encourage it. It's the foundation of our country. And we want people to peacefully protest when they feel the need. This is a riot. And this will get you locked up before quick in the state of Florida. Pay attention. You got new law. And we're going to use it if you make it. We're going to protect people. No longer will people walk up and surround you as a citizen of Florida or a visitor of Florida, surround you while you're eating dinner at an outdoor cafe in a big mob without there being immediate consequences and arrest. It's not acceptable. Well, there's always some that don't get it the first time. Peaceful protest, we encourage, and more riot. We can tell the difference. And I'll guarantee you that you'll be able to tell the difference if you come here and riot. If you come here and protest peacefully, we encourage that. But why is all of this important? I'll tell you why. I got something I want you to see. This is what we enjoy in Florida. This is the Florida we know and love. This is what our governor, our speaker, our president, this is what all these law enforcement officers and administrators and sheriffs and police chiefs and their officers do every day. They guarantee an environment where you can come here and have fun. Heck, you can even have more fun. Here's another picture. This is the Florida we know and love. We're a special place. And there are millions and millions of people who like to come here. And quite frankly, we like to have them here. So we only want to share one thing as you move in hundreds a day. Welcome to Florida. But don't register to vote and vote the stupid way you did up north. You'll get what they got. There's a reason that this place is hot. There's a reason why we have a 49-year low crime rate. And the same people that don't think we should have an anti-rioting bill or a rioting bill are the same ones that think we ought to let more people out of prison. And where they're doing that, as the governor and our speakers have alluded to, crime goes up. But it's not just crime that goes up. Victimization goes up. The people in those states are hurt and killed, and their livelihoods changed, and their children are changed. So when I look at this president, I know my children and my grandchildren are safer today than they've ever been, because of his leadership and the leadership of our speaker and our president and the wonderful men and women, the sheriffs that are here. God bless.
All right. What do you guys think of that guy?
When was that recorded?
The 19th. April 19th.
So what does he keep referring to as our president? Now, I mean, because Biden doesn't believe that way.
No,
he's
no.
talking about the governor.
He's talking about the governor
and president.
President of the Senate and the House, or the one or the other. That's what he was talking about. They're all there, and the governor is about to speak, and I turned it off. I don't know, a long time ago, last year sometime, I told you all that this guy, Grady Judd, stood in front of a crack house and did a live spot on the news and said, and he had other cops with him, all these guys behind me will be busting this house every chance we get. Every time they leave their driveway, we will be pulling them over. We will run them out of this neighborhood. That was the craziest shit I ever seen. But he keeps it, you know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
He really doesn't put up with nothing. And I respect that.
Oh, yeah. Plus, when you have a governor like DeSantis, either being a leader or backing him up, there are two things. One was a bad thing and one was a good thing. Alex Jones, he photographed a Black Lives Matter march, and a guy in the, I forget what state, I think it was Georgia. The guy was making a left turn to go into the street where it was, you know, where he lives,
mm-hmm.
and they blocked him. The cops came along and arrested the motorist. Okay? So it's gotten a little bit out of hand, more than just allowing people to show up and do these so-called peaceful protests. Now, the
where was that at?
I think it was Georgia, but I'm not sure.
Wow.
But the good thing is that in line with what we just heard now with the Florida sheriff in Oklahoma, the governor passed a law that you can run over a protester and you won't get prosecuted.
And let me get critic on
if
here.
If you're in fear of your life, if you're in fear of your life, is what it said, I think.
Well, that's good. Same thing with the railroad. Train run over, you ain't going to get prosecuted. You ain't got no business being on the damn tracks.
Yeah, but what other state does that? Oklahoma passed a law where, you know, protest.
Missouri?
I mean,
Missouri just passed one.
Oh, yeah, good. And I hope it's spreading.
Yeah, I think there's another state that passed it too, and I can't remember what the hell. But Portland, the mayor of Portland is saying enough is enough. We got to take back our city. We got to reclaim our city. And from the criminal intimidation and violence on its street over the past year. Now, who in the hell has allowed this to happen but Mayor Ted Wheeler, right?
Yeah, the mayor themselves.
Yeah.
Live and with it. You have created it.
You created it. Now he wants the people of Portland to turn these, let's see, what did he call them? I can't even see it. Anyway, Antifa, I guess he's talking about, and he wants to thank Black Lives Matter leaders for showing the courage to stand up to this mob. So he's thanking Black Lives Matter and helping him against Antifa, I guess. And he wants all Portland residents to, turn these people in when you see them on the street. Turn them in. Hell, does he still have a police department? Last I heard, a lot of them were retiring.
Well, a lot of these cops are going to, there's a lot of them that are leaving the position, and there's people that wanted to be cops and are no longer wanting to be cops anymore. I mean, you know, like the Chevron, you know, with the Floyd case this week and the jury coming back. Do I think he deserved? Yes, I do. He, you know, as far as the way he did things was wrong, period. Now, that being said, it's also, you know, the autopsy revealed that he actually died from his heart and complications of the drugs he was on. His breathing was just, you know, was not blocked in any way, shape, or form. And then the lady cop this week that, you know, pulled her gun instead of her taser, even though she was saying taser, okay, I do believe she needs to be held accountable, because you know what, if you're an officer, you need to know exactly which is where. You know, there's no room for error in that situation. You know? But then you got the cop that shot the teenage girl with a knife, and that was 100% justifiable, because if she wouldn't have got shot, the other girl probably would be dead, and they would have blamed the cop for not doing anything. He wasn't enough to her to detain her or stop her from doing so.
There could have been two ladies dead. Because he had to shoot the other one. And if the one in the pink died, well, there you go. You got two. But across the street was also taping this thing, so it gives you a different perspective. And I'll play it.
Hey, sit down. That was police body cam. Video of the moments before a Columbus, Ohio police officer shot and killed 16-year-old Makiah Bryant. She appears to be attacking two other girls with a knife. And now her neighbor is sharing this dramatic footage of that exact same moment from his standpoint, the garage across the street. Watch. Joining me now in a Faulkner Focus exclusive, that neighbor, Donovan Brinson. Donovan, thanks for being with us as a first-person witness. I want to start with the perspective that you have from your garage and what you say that this video shows.
Well, I didn't witness it directly myself first. I didn't witness it until after I viewed the video on my garage. My house is across the street, catty-cornered from the house where the incident actually happened.
I know from reading the New York Post, because that was your first interview, this is your first television interview, that there might have been an altercation or some words that were spoken right before this. Do you know anything about that? Did you see or hear anything before this? Because that's the part of the story that we don't have fully.
Well, so me and my wife were coming home from having a late lunch, and there was a young lady in pink and then another young lady out front exchanging words. I didn't think too much about it, but they were very, very loud. You could tell they were upset about something. Didn't take note of what they were arguing about, so I had no idea. We went inside our house, then went out to the backyard to play with our dog. I realized I forgot something out in the car, ran out to the car and grabbed it, and as I did that, one of the girls locked another girl out of the house, and then they said something about, how dare you lock me out of my mama's house, this is my house too. And I just kind of thought, this is going to die down, they'll unlock the door, they'll figure it out, and it'll be done and over with. Well, I went back inside, and about 5 minutes later, me and my wife decided to come inside the house, and that's when you heard the shots. My wife got down on the ground, and because there was no retaliation shots fired, I figured that was a cop out there. So I went to my laundry room and took a look outside, and that's when I saw Mikhail on the ground and everyone else kind of in a chaos, unfortunately, because it literally just happened. And I didn't think anything about my garage footage until after more officers arrived and taped off the scene, and was trying to do, you know, resuscitate her. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got this on film. Let me go check my computer. So I told an officer on scene, I think I have this on film. He asked me to go check, which I did. And sure enough, I went ahead and downloaded it and burned it to the DVD for the cops on scene.
What, in your interpretation, and again, this is just from your vantage point, you saw it, you have part of the story we didn't have before, and that was sort of the lead up to this, what you and your wife had heard and had witnessed on your own was an altercation. You thought it would die down. It did not. You're watching that police officer. We've had a lot of people guess at what might have been his choices. 9 seconds he had to deal with a volatile situation. What, in your interpretation, were his choices in that moment?
Not much. He only, like you said, he only had seconds to respond. From my point of view, watching this, unfortunately, the whole scenario put him in a bad spot regardless of what the situation was. He could have either not fired and the young lady in pink could have got stabbed in the neck or and been brutally or fatally injured and then responded and shot. And that would have been two young ladies possibly dead. Or he could have responded the way that he did. And unfortunately, one lady lost her life in an incident that probably could have been avoided.
Wow. I know one of the things you have said is that the video doesn't lie. Real quickly before I let you go, what does that mean?
It shows. He literally got out of his vehicle and had seconds to respond. So the video doesn't lie. I mean, there was an altercation. He responded. He reacted with what he thought was his best judgment. Whether that means he tried and go for the leg, which I don't think he had time to take aim and go for a leg, to be honest. So he did what he thought was best.
Donovan Brinson captured footage of the shooting of Makai Bryant on his above garage door camera, which you shared with me, Donovan, is triggered by motion. And when, as soon as the squad car pulled up, your camera went on and went into action. And that is why you have the vantage point. You've got audio. You've got a completely different look than what this is, which is the body cam video. Donovan Brinson, thank you for your time, for sharing your eyewitness account, your video with the Faulkner Focus.
All right.
Now, if you watch that video, if you watch the body cam, the girl that got shot, when she comes running out of hell, she pushes another girl to the ground. And if you, there's a guy standing there, and that guy kicks the other girl that's on the ground in the back
right.
of the head at the
right.
same time.
Yeah, I seen that.
I mean, that caught my eye too. I was like, seriously? You know, I mean, and they wonder why they have this stigma or what's the word I want? Stereotype. It's like she's in there holding a drink and he calls up to kick her in the head while she's down. It's like that makes no sense.
That was somebody's father.
Yeah, that was one of their fathers. They were celebrating my mother's birthday. It was the mother's birthday is what was going on. And one of
here's
them
the thing.
Wasn't happy.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So one of them wasn't happy.
Happy because the house wasn't clean. Up to, you know, like it normally is. And I guess the big girl, which is a foster care gal, got mad, and the rest is, you know the rest.
They'd be mad at Joe's house every damn day. But anyway. You remember how the police that was with Chauvin is being charged because they didn't stop it?
Yeah.
Well, why come these adults that were standing around this girl didn't stop her? Should they also be charged?
I was deficient.
Well, I know that.
From what I saw, I only saw this, a photo that knife that chick had, kind of big.
The man that's running and kicked the girl in the head, he should be charged.
Yeah.
And also, she knocked her dog out of the hand of the girl she was getting ready to stab. The dog fell down on his back.
Yeah.
Where are the animal rights people?
Oh, for God's sake. Now you're going to get the people coming here from PETA, too.
Yeah. If it was Trump, everything would have been brought up.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
You know,
my aunt got stepped
on. You know
what
they said in some of the newspapers about this account? They said that the cops should have interfered because really what happened is that the girl who got shot was involved in a knife fight.
Well, Valerie Jarrett said that black girls have knife fights all the time, something to that effect. Somebody do the research.
Oh, yeah.
They have what?
That's not really helping anybody.
Yeah,
no, but what I'm saying is, what are we saying is this. Where is the outcry as if Donald Trump was in office?
Well, you're not going to get it.
All right, we're going to go after that officer for shooting her.
You're not going to get it. There's a new regime in town. It's the Biden Marxist Chi-Com administration. Whole different thing. Different animal. You're not going to get what you got against Trump. You're going to get people congratulating Biden no matter what he does, no matter what, how many times Kamala Harris cackles. It's all going to be complimentary.
LeBron James,
should be happening to him, too,
for what he did.
Yeah, what he was out of line. You're next?
The gals on 50.
Well, that goes to the souls of people in this country. You know, that goes to show that.
Go ahead, Critic.
Hello, Critic. I was just saying, hello, Critic. I didn't know you was on.
The souls of people in this country, and that just goes to show you their hearts are not right. So, you know, I don't want to hear lectures about, you know, Trump didn't do this and that and the other and stuff. And then the stuff to Biden, you're okay with it. No, you're not righteous. You're not righteous.
Absolutely
with
not.
God.
Absolutely not.
No.
I agree.
You're right, Critic.
Of course. It's all hypocrisy. I mean, it shouldn't be new to us. It shouldn't be something that's a surprise to us. What do you think you expected when Biden got in?
Absolutely.
People act like they're surprised. How? Why? Still amazes me that people think that in a year from now that the masks are going to be lifted, that there's going to be no shutdowns. Biden's signed 53 executive orders in less than a month. You think that's going to help us out?
Well, some of them expire. But Biden is, I don't have too much confidence in him.
You think?
Oh, man. Yeah, well.
There's been no worse president in the United, in that Oval Office since when? Since Johnson.
And Biden just started.
Yeah, he just started. This is 4 months into his regime. He doesn't even know what he's doing. They probably put papers in front of him and say, this is for the lunch bill, sir. He signs
it. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
I tell you what they do. They put tape on the floor where he's supposed to walk and stand.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a couple of shots. You can see it. It's a big act.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
That's not actually new, though.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Everybody. Donnie, what? Joe, Bianchi, Daniel, Kathy, you know, bring it, Boyd, Critic. It's all good to hear your voice.
Lottie J wants me to play this, and it's for everybody that don't want to take the shot. It's from the CDC admits this, I guess.
The reveal hospital. The latest numbers from the CDC reveal hospitals have been counting patients who died from serious pre-existing conditions as COVID-19 deaths. One America's Pearson Sharp has more. The CDC counts over 51,000 patients who die from heart attacks as opposed to coronavirus.
51. The Centers for Disease Control have updated their death counts for coronavirus and reveal yet again that COVID-19 is rarely the actual cause of death among coronavirus patients. According to the CDC themselves, of the 220,000 deaths attributed to the coronavirus, 87,000 of them died from pneumonia and influenza. Another 17,000 died from diseases, and 26,000 died from respiratory distress syndrome. 44,000 patients died from hypertensive diseases, 23,000 died from heart disease, and a whopping 28,000 died from cardiac arrest and heart failure. Yet all of these, even patients who died from heart attacks, were marked down as dying from the coronavirus. Doctors who spoke with One America News explained that 131,000 patients who are being considered COVID-19 deaths already had life-ending diseases, including cancer, dementia, and even end-stage renal failure. And according to the CDC, again, if you look at place of death, you'll see that some 10,000 patients who died from COVID were on hospice care, meaning they were terminally ill to begin with and were already expected to die. Doctors tell One America News that all of these patients were critically ill and likely died from their pre-existing conditions without any help from the coronavirus. However, they explain that the CARES Act, passed by Congress in March, gives hospitals a 20% bonus on their diagnosis-related group paid for by Medicare. Essentially, that means doctors are being paid to list deaths as coronavirus without any indication the patient's death was actually COVID-related. The CDC backs these numbers up, explaining that coronavirus itself is responsible for just 6% of all deaths listed as coronavirus-related. The other 94% of deaths are due to pre-existing comorbidities, including serious illnesses and advanced.
There you go.
I like to know what their new gambit is. The CDC is putting this out, and CDC was the one who before was, paying doctors and hospitals to list everything as the cause of death as being COVID.
Right.
And now they're making themselves look like idiots. Something's up. Something is up.
Oh, yeah. And
I'd like to know what the hell.
Are spreading the disease, I will listen to him. If he can prove that people like me who have already had it are spreading the disease, I'll listen to him. But there is no evidence of that. If you want more people to get vaccinated, Joe Biden should go on national TV, take his mask off, and burn it, light a torch to it and burn his mask and say, I've had the vaccine. I am now safe from this plague. If you'll get the vaccine, you can be safe too. But instead, they say, well, the vaccine might not work in some sort of planetary world we're not aware of. The vaccine might not work. Well, there's no evidence of it. The burden of proof should be on the government to prove that we are spreading it, and then we'll listen to them. But instead, it sounds sort of like fear-mongering.
Yeah, I mean, you hear these numbers that something like 6,000 people out of 63 million, something like that, got COVID after they were vaccinated.
Right.
So what do you say about that?
Okay, but if you look at that number, you're right. A very, very small people got infected. Do you know how many people were hospitalized? And do you know how many people died after the vaccine? The vaccine's
zero.
An amazing thing.
Zero.
So is natural
with
infection if you get it the hard way. You don't want to wish that on people, but people have survived it. We shouldn't discount it. But the vaccination has virtually zero hospitalizations and virtually zero deaths. In fact, I'm not aware of any. Reinfection,
well,
people have had it, is
that's
very
true.
Number. Most people get a mild course of it, and there's a rare, if ever, reinfection that caused a fatality. So really, we should appreciate
and
it.
Roll with.
Required and by vaccine. But you know why people don't trust the government? Because the government's saying, oh, no, everyone's the same. Whether you've had the disease or not, you have to be vaccinated. If you're 10 years old, you need, you know, it's just one size fits all that people know that
yeah.
this isn't as dangerous for young people, but it's very dangerous after a certain age and for overweight people.
Yo, I kept hearing you chime in.
If you go to Alex Jones, has already talked about a number of people who have died after getting the vaccine.
Yep.
Okay. So just because Rand, he should know. He's a doctor. Just because he's an ophthalmologist doesn't mean he shouldn't know. He's interested in this. There are a number of instances of people who have died after having gotten the vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, they put Pfizer on hold or one of those?
No,
Johnson & Johnson.
Then all of a sudden, let it go.
Yeah, they looked at that last night.
Yeah, well, good for them, because the 21 countries in Europe haven't lifted it, as far as I know. They don't want the vaccine over there.
Okay, I have a serious question here. This virus has a 99% plus survival rate. If you've had COVID, you've had antibodies, why are they pushing so hard for everybody, whether you've had the disease or not, or the virus or not, to get this vaccine. So that tells me there's something rotten in Denmark. There's something rotten in Denmark that they're trying to push and force everybody to have this vaccine.
And any and all of them. To me, it's just mass killing. I don't care if that sounds like a super conspiracy theory or not. I don't see any other reason why, when you have the mass and the lockdowns, and you have Sweden and you have Florida and you have other states which had no lockdown and have almost virtually no cases of deaths or of cases, and yet people are still dying. This is mass annihilation. This is the
right.
As far as I'm concerned, they're out to kill you.
That's the bottom line.
I agree.
Yeah, they're saying it might hit people 6 months or 2 years from now, but that's what they're predicting.
Sure. 6 months, 2 years, another variant, something from space. Did you hear the new space hoax, which Wernher von Braun had warned us about? They're going
to
talk about
aliens. But before we go to that, how come there's so many boosters, too? You're going to have to get another booster in 2 months or 6 months or whatever. You're going to have to keep getting these boosters. Why?
In order to kill you.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, personally, if they've got this mass ad campaign going on, I mean, everywhere you turn and every show you watch, there's ads regarding to get the vaccine. I'm sorry. Something just smells.
And
it
wouldn't even bother me if the mortality rate was 6, 8, 10%, or if the infection rate was really, really gross. Yeah, you get the vaccine. But when you get the vaccine, and they still say, first off, they tell you, if you get the vaccine, it's to protect you and it's to protect others. You won't spread it. You won't get it. And then you still have to wear your mask. Kiss my ass.
Well, you know, the thing with that is that the boosters if you take them or not, the government's still paying for them, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not if you've got insurance.
No, well, they're paying the insurance. They're free. They're free.
My brother had to pay for his.
Well, a booster?
A booster?
No, never. Not the booster, but the first shot.
The first shot?
The first shot should have been free, too.
Nobody.
He got a bill. He got a bill. I think it was like $28 or something for it.
Oh, wow.
His insurance paid some of it. You know,
probably $3.
But let me mention this.
Hold on for a second. Hold your thought. Tucker Carlson lies to viewers suggesting vaccines don't work. Now this was Fauci on CNN, and Tucker Carlson responds to Fauci. It's only two minutes.
The Pfizer and the Moderna, you had 30,000, 44,000, and 40,000 people in a clinical trial with an overwhelming signal of efficacy. So I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
How dangerous is it for a TV personality like that who does have an audience of millions to speculate about something like that?
Well, it's certainly not helpful to the public health of this nation or even globally.
Wait a second. Who's doubting that vaccines work? For the record, we never for a minute doubted it. We bought all of that stuff completely at face value. We believe in science. I should kind of probably trust the pharmaceutical companies a little bit too much. So when they said this stuff works, we never questioned it. We assumed they had detailed studies showing that it does work. We still think that. The only reason we're asking the question is because the people in charge are acting like it doesn't work. You see the President of the United States wearing a mask outside. You see his vice president doing the same thing. You see the guy in charge of coronavirus response, the one you just saw, telling us, again, after you've had the vaccine, you must remain under the restrictions. So we're asking a question that is rooted in science, which is why. If this stuff works, why can't you live like it works? What are you really telling us here? And by the way, this, again, is not a trick question. We're not playing word games here. What's the answer? If the coronavirus vaccine prevents you from catching the coronavirus, why are you wearing a mask? Why can't you eat in a restaurant? And if it doesn't prevent you from catching the coronavirus, why are we taking it in the first place? Both can't be true. So that's the question. It's not a conspiracy theory. As an American, you should
logical theory.
If we're telling you you can't fly on a plane until you take a vaccination, which, by the way, won't allow you to live as you did in 2019, what are they saying? Let's help me explain it really soon before people lose faith, not just in them, but in science itself.
Hey, Kathy, go ahead with what you were going to say.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it was brought up on the show before that Trump promoted the shot. And I was watching a video the other day. The shot that Trump was promoting, the first one that come out, was like a flu shot, and it was loaded with vitamin D. And that one would have been okay, but then you've got all these others coming out. That with the bad stuff in them. So, you know, I was just throwing that out there, that the one that Trump was promoting was like a flu shot with lots of vitamin D in it.
I don't know.
I think
I haven't heard that one at all, Kathy.
Well,
I think when I heard Trump make mention of anyone taking some, he said if they want it.
Right.
Right.
Take it if you want to.
Yeah, take it if you want to. And this is...
It's going to be free. Maybe he did say take it if you want to. But if the governor say take it... And besides that, the government is trying to backtrack. They're leaving it up to the private sector to do what? Give vaccine passports, which is the same thing.
Well, That's the other thing. The government is not going to mandate for vaccines. But what they're doing is leaving up to the corporations to do it for them. The government wants people to be all vaccinated. They want to mandate it. But they know it's unconstitutional for them to do so. So what they're doing is they're making the corporations do it. And, I mean, how many people are being told that they're going to lose their job if they don't get the vaccine? They have to get their job, or they have to get the vaccine because of their job. They have to get the vaccine because of their job. They have to get the vaccine because of their job. And that's wrong, too.
That's right.
That's right. They're putting it on the shoulders of the private sector. That we're going to have a QRC code, which is going to be similar to the social code of China. And we're and get ready, folks, for your irises to be scanned in the biometric fashion when you enter Walmart.
I won't be going to Walmart.
Well, I just threw that out there. Any
store.
Any store.
Yeah. No, this was the Michigan
All
governor.
All right, so it looks like the governor of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, now admitting defeat, and Michiganders are rejoicing.
Really?
First, look at this picture, okay? I'm not even going to get into the Sanders subscribe stuff. But just let's just take a look at this picture. First of all, she looks like a crazy ex-girlfriend who's going to stalk you. Right? That's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, she does.
What you see, wait until you see the background. What is in the background? My producer and I were going through this clip and we're watching it. And you can see the background changing, like, over time as MSNBC or MSNBC starts playing all these different clips. What did you see within the background?
Yeah.
It's
her bookcase.
This woman is so staged.
Well, she changes
so
everything. Every
now, where was I? Okay, yeah, I got to do the thing. Okay. Before I get into that, hit the red button down below to subscribe. Then tap the notification bell when you do. And remember, you can access Next News Network's ad-free, uncensored bonus content and exclusive interviews at nextnewsnetwork.com. All right. Should we get into this now?
Yeah,
this
please.
Is, trending politics. There is trending politics. Of course, the tide may be finally turning over the lockdowns that have wrecked lives, destroyed jobs, and stripped Americans over their civil liberties over the last year. Measures that have been championed by Democrats and their media allies, such as the crazy girlfriend here, Gretchen Whitmer. Now that Republican governors have completely reopened and CV cases in Democrat-controlled states have continued to rise, it's clear that some policies have not worked. Media has been chattering about variants and mutations and preparations for leading to a push for a new round of lockdowns. I believe that's going to happen again in November. However, the possibility took a major hit when the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, backed down and announced that she won't be subjecting her state to tyranny again. She appeared on NBC's flagship Meet the Press, where she delivered the terrible news to Democrat activist Chuck Todd. Now, pay very close attention to all the background stuff. Look at the pillow on her bookshelf.
We've got to follow the science and the data, and we have to make decisions based on facts. I'm not going to be bullied into not following the science or not doing what I know to be the right thing.
Okay, so I know she's not going to be bullied. This is all the stuff she said.
Anyway, he's going to go on and on about they must take everything down off her bookcase, and it's all funny shit, and every time they put it back, they put it back in a different place. That's what he can't get over.
So what's his point, though?
Hey, don't forget.
Go ahead.
You're saying go ahead for me or somebody else?
Yeah. No, you.
Okay, thank you so very much. Then I may be heard. Don't forget what I mentioned before about Stop Medical Discrimination.org. Stop Medical Discrimination.org. It's a group of doctors and other professionals and people like you and I all across America that are trying to make sure that our Constitution is upheld for your right to decide and that they not allow these corporations and businesses to force you to decide to take the vaccine, or it's not actually a vaccine, but anyway, I just wanted, and that comes from AmericasFrontlineDoctors.com as well.
Yeah, I like
that.
Also, I know them. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You know, kind of scoot off that topic of vaccine.
No,
you
know,
chance.
All over. We jump all over. You go ahead and bounce anywhere you want to bounce. Fine with me.
People get a chance, check out this new project called New Americans. New Americans. Go to their website. It's a program for immigrants, illegals, undocumented, that's coming into the United States to provide them with everything to get on their feet.
Well, I hope it's both back to where it was.
Help with driver's licenses, money, food, clothes, everything. That's about the ridiculous thing. And Chicago is probably in the forefront of it. It's not just Chicago.
Can old Americans apply to be new Americans?
I really don't understand that. You know, I really don't. I called a friend of mine. I was looking at the St. Louis County Police Department website, and I was seeing what the qualifications are. And I called a friend of mine who used to be a police officer. I say, don't police officers have to be United States citizens? There's no requirements on this particular website. They talk about everything about the education and height and weight, but it doesn't say they need to be U.S. citizens.
I didn't
think
know
about
that.
Well, I don't know if it's everyone, but I know what I'm looking at on this particular website for St. Louis County Police. Yes.
Give me back up for a second. What was the website that he was talking about the vaccine?
It wasn't a vaccine. It was called New Americans. It's for
before you. Before you jumped in, Bianchi. Hang on, what the gentleman's name was.
It's John.
Talking about John Doe?
Yeah.
Is that who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was talking about a website to go to if you don't want to do the vaccine or...
About the corporations making you take the vaccine, John?
Yeah.
John, don't you have a website?
Yeah, it's called StopMedicalDiscrimination.org.
Okay. That's what I wanted to know. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, things in this country has gotten to be so damn raggedy, I don't know what to say anymore.
It's kind of upside down like that White House that Gene went to.
It was cool.
Okay, that was newamericans.com or?
New Americans, it'll come up. I looked at it. All right.
Yeah. Look that over, Donnie. That there is some ridiculous stuff, man. You talk. Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I don't understand black folks letting stuff like this go by. They always talking about disparities. And so here you got immigrants coming here, migrants that's coming here, not even legal, and they're being put ahead.
Right.
Of American citizens.
Amen.
Hold that thought for just a second. StopTheDiscrimination.org is no longer an active site.
Living back in the past.
I just went to it, and it's not. It says you can get this domain. And related to what you were saying, Bianchi, how many of those people are being flown out of Texas to everywhere in the continental U.S.? And if this COVID is such a pandemic, they've been in places with tight spaces with people that have tested positive for COVID, and they may not test positive right at the moment, but they're flying all over the U.S. And nobody knows where they're going.
Nope.
There's also somebody who took a testing kit and applied it to mangoes, milk, and something else, and found out that they tested positive for COVID.
I saw that. Yep.
The mango did?
What, Pinky?
The mango did?
Yeah, mango did it.
God damn.
It wasn't the bat.
They're nurses. There's a nurse that I know that when this all broke out about a year ago, She was called down to Detroit to help out. She's a hospice nurse, but she called down to Detroit to help out because, you know, they're planning on being overflowed. And they had heard about some sending in, you know, tests that had not touched anybody. So they decided to do it themselves. I personally know this woman. They sent in 10 tests. 8 of them came back positive. And they never touched anybody.
Yeah, that too. There have been people who didn't take the test, got results saying that they were positive. So, oh, come on. How many call asymptomatic. How many signs do people have to take a look at in order to realize it's nothing but a big-ass hoax?
It's a hoax, Joe. You got it.
Okay. And then there was the epidemiologist, another one, who had used an electron microscope. They took a look at 1,500 samples. None of them had COVID. Sent the samples.
You're breaking up.
I'm breaking up?
No, he's not. You are.
I don't know.
No, I guess I'm fine, Donnie. Here's the thing. So he took the 1,500 samples, and he gave them to a colleague in Stanford and some other university. They came back with the same results. They are now suing the CDC because they asked the CDC for a sample of the COVID. They couldn't give it to them. So another test, another proof, this COVID does not exist.
Oh, I think it exists. I'm not going to say it doesn't because I know people that have had it and they've lost their teeth and stuff. In which there's been nothing else that, you know, you literally lose your teeth and smell with. So I'm not going to say it doesn't exist. I just don't think it exists to the extent of a pandemic.
But how do we know that it actually exists if none of us are actual doctors to know how to identify it? And if the majority of most doctors are being manipulative themselves because they are leftists, and then whenever the more conservative type doctors try to let people know that they have other prophylaxis, you know, therapies that they could use that are much cheaper, that are proven over the last 60 years or so, like, you know, people were saying about zinc with the
hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah. Then we don't really know if they're just telling you this is another flu-like thing and they're just telling you that it's COVID-19 and it's so much more, you know, death. Yeah, but the potential for death is so much more stronger. And when you talk to some of your own family members who are nurses that are not actual full-blown doctors, they tell you that, hey, man, there's a lot of information that comes into their hands that they are just told to do what they do because they don't know how to question it. And if they did question it, they'd lose their job. So, therefore, we have to be real careful in assuming that the people that are telling us this is a legitimate, you know, virus are not a part of the scam, the hoax.
Biased. Yeah.
So and even if the real such a thing as COVID, with a 2% mortality rate, you do not shut down an entire nation.
That was part of the plan against Trump.
Well, it's not just that. It's a global plan for the Great Reset, you know, the Great Reset, and whatever you else want to call it. You know, it's a global. It's bigger than that. It has to deal with even the central bank, and you know, I mean, it's bigger than that.
It is bigger than just against Trump. It's against the entire world. It's a shutdown. Look, the entire world is shut down under the same premises. So we'll take a look at what's happened to the economies and the Chi-Coms. They're racing ahead. Supposedly they haven't had to wear masks in the last few months. What's up with that?
Right. Well, now in Whitmer once, as young as 2 years old wearing a mask.
Oh yeah.
It's really seriously. And I don't know if anybody heard that mom, I think it was out in California maybe, who got up before the school board.
Yeah, I saw the video.
And, I mean, she was powerful. She had unmasked our kids. And she was just like, you know, this is getting out of hand. Our kids can't even be kids anymore. They're scared to death to be a kid. And the immune systems of these kids are going to shit. Because they're not playing outside. They're not playing with each other. They're not being exposed to stuff. Everybody's sanitizing everything to the extent where it's over sanitized. So you're not your natural immune system is not being built. They're not getting the vitamin D from the sun.
When my daughter was a little girl, I used to take her and sling her off into a puddle of mud.
The dirtier my kids came in, the happier a mom I was. You know what I mean? When they went outside and played and I had to give them a bath and they were filthy from head to toe, I was like, yes. Yes.
Well, we used to go play in the local creek until mom and dad said, hey, that's not the creek. That's the dog's sewer overflow.
Yeah. Like Ed said, it's called population replacement, and Biden is at the helm to accomplish this task. And bring it, boy, said the media are not telling us that other countries have mass protests either.
No, they're not.
Well, no. If they did, they'd be slapped down like in Hong Kong.
I think Great Britain had a mass anti-lockdown protest today.
Oh, they did? Good.
I read that, yeah. Lots of people protesting their lockdowns.
So it's bad over there in Britain. It's especially bad in Australia.
Yeah.
People are tired of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
I would like to know some places to go where I could find out more about what's going on over in Europe or overseas.
You can go to dailymail.u or something, UK, something.
Not UK, but I don't trust them.
Sky News. Sky News does a lot.
Sky News.
Yeah.
Well, The Economist, but then I don't trust The Economist either. Or BBC.
Well,
does anybody trust the BBC?
Breitbart London, I check them out every now and then.
Yeah, Breitbart.
It's just Breitbart London. Other than Breitbart, it's another website.
I'm going to play just a minute of this.
I recognize you for your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Thunberg, thank you for your involvement here today. I commend you for your willingness to testify and get involved with public policy. In the past, when you're talking about climate change, you have said, quote, I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear I feel every day. What particular study or scientific report did you read that made you come to this conclusion?
Thank you for the question. First of all, let me just clear that those are metaphors. In speeches, you often use metaphors. Of course, I don't mean literally that I want people to panic.
Someone tell me why this little girl, this young lady, is at a hearing on environmental climate change in the House Oversight Committee?
Trying to get
kids
on board.
A group of people have deemed her an environmental specialist.
Oh, my God.
Is that the Gretchen?
Yeah.
That's still that Gretchen girl?
Yeah, Greta Thunberg.
We can't say nothing mean about her. She's a child.
I'm not going to say anything mean.
No, she's not a child anymore. I believe she's 18 now.
18? Is she that old now?
I think she is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't going to say nothing, Daddy.
No, she's a young lady. I just want to know why she's testifying in the Oversight and Reform Subcommittee on Environmental Hearing on Climate Change. That's all.
What are her credentials?
Well, I don't think she's there to be an expert. She's probably there just for political theater.
But I think Bianchi's got a right to get the young people involved.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes sense.
She's an adult.
You know,
she was born January 3rd, 2003. She is an adult now.
Okay.
Another thing, too, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said that it will allow U.S. embassies and consuls worldwide to fly the LGBTQ pride flag on the same pole as the American flag.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's insane.
I'm going to have to stop reading news like that and maybe stop coming to this show because I'm going to start drinking here in a little bit.
Mm. Oh, man.
I didn't know you ever stopped, Pinocchio.
That's true, too. That John's got a point.
Mm. The stuff you hear, man, my goodness.
Yeah, it is.
What's wrong with the MIA flag like we have always been? POWs.
Is it still flying at the White House?
Well, Pelosi took hers down, remember? She took hers down.
I don't think it is, Kathy.
Rainbow flag up.
Mm.
Or the Black Lives Matter flag, excuse me.
They got
these
a Black Lives
be
Matter flag?
Completely out of their goddamn mind.
Our country lost its damn mind.
Outside of her door, there was a American flag and a POW/MIA flag. She took that down and put a BLM flag up.
What the hell is a BLM flag?
I don't know. The flag says BLM, I guess.
Omar flies the Al Shabaab flag outside her door, I guess. Ooh. You think you're in the damn United Nations or something, you walk around them halls.
Damn war zone.
Yeah.
Are they letting you fly the Do Not Tread on Me flag?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt that. I don't know for sure.
Well, I got a U.S. flag on the inside of my car over the sun visor on the passenger side. Or anybody look over at me, they can see it.
What did I do with that paper? I wrote it somewhere.
Anybody want one in a lapel pin, give me the address. I sent them one. I got a whole bag of lapel pins.
What is it?
I see I got a whole bag of U.S. flag lapel pins and those small U.S. flags. Well, you want one, get your address to me. I'll send you one.
And five.
Yeah, my son gave us a whole bunch when he was a recruiter.
I remember being given them when 9/11 happened.
You know, Colorado voted and killed any chance of a constitutional convention of states. They voted earlier this week. Killed it. Ain't going to ever happen.
They can't do that on their own out of 50 states.
They
gotta
have 38 states, Gene. I guess they can. Or 34 states. I can't remember. 38, is it? I can't remember.
38 states.
One of 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
so yeah.
75%.
If you get enough states to vote against it, I guess they can do it.
So did they have the people vote against it, or did they have
the legislature?
The states have to vote against it.
Their
legislature. A lot of them still hadn't voted though.
It and a governor signed it.
How can they do that without taking it to the people?
But they get it, Gene.
Doesn't mean it was right or constitutional.
Have to ask
that's the way it's supposed to happen.
We get a call from somebody in Colorado. I don't have a clue. I just read it when I see it, Gene.
But they're only one state out of 50, so I don't know how they
Doesn't sound right to me, and I didn't hear it anywhere else, but it was on Daily Caller. I can't find it again, so it could have been.
Have you seen how many states are not only with the transgenders playing in sports, they're saying that they can't do it, or,
Alabama just voted. Alabama just passed the law against it.
Yeah.
There's several states that have, and there are also states that are going against Biden's executive order for gun control about guns.
That's what they should do. Tell them to go to hell.
Mm-hmm. There's one today that went through. I can't. Montana, as a matter of fact.
And what's the difference? You got states. You got states that have okayed marijuana, although it's still illegal at a federal level, where the federal government ain't marching down on them. So, hell, when they tell you got to give up your guns or some of this other ridiculous stuff, tell them to go to hell.
I agree.
Here, let me give you the number to tell them that. You know, if you're wanting to look up H.R. 8, H.R. 1446, H.R. 127, those are gun control bills. You can reach the Congress switchboard at 202-225-3121, and you can reach the Senator's switchboard at 202-224-3121, and you can tell your senators and congressmen, heck no, on H.R. 8, H.R. 1446, and H.R. 127.
That's right.
Yeah, in the meantime, you want to call your state legislatures and tell them to tell the feds to go to hell.
That's right. That is right.
Ooh, you hear a pin drop.
And if you call and they say, well, that certain bill's already passed through the House, you know, we'll say whatever the Senate new number is, because, you know, once it leaves the House, it goes to the Senate, and sometimes they give it like an SB number or whatnot. Just tell them whatever the HR, you know, the SB equivalent is for the HR 8 or HR 1446, HR 127.
Very bad news. Hey, guys. It's Steve in Indiana. Very bad news to report to you guys. You're not going to like this one. Man arrested for placing an IED explosive outside of the police headquarters of Terre Haute, Indiana, an improvised explosive device. Arrested Saturday morning. That's bad news.
Yeah.
Where did he come from? Where did he come from?
You know how police will release information, man.
Somebody snuck in the country, I wonder?
No, I do believe we do have people that are under mind control, but I think they're going to accelerate, the globalists are going to accelerate the program. You see, it starts with one thing, and then it leads to taking action and shooting at police stations and trying to bomb police stations. You see where I'm coming from? It's like a snowball. It started small, but now it's getting out of hand now.
I agree.
Well, I always said that when you got people out there that's destroying federal buildings, you need to use deadly force on them. This guy that planted the IUD, you need to make him march his ass by it on the way back to the jail.
Well, isn't it awful funny, though, the ones that are calling for those to defund the police and, you know, calling police bad and et cetera, et cetera, are some of the first ones that not only call the police when they have an issue, or they're using the police to protect them, i.e. our representatives.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. Yeah, I do have a 300-page book you guys can read about the mind control program.
I believe Chauvin was under some kind of mind control, if you look at it.
Yeah, he did look like he was under it. It's just, it's unfortunate that
even at his trial,
he
looked kind of confused, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, the way he looked into the camera of the smartphone while doing it, yeah, he looked very suspect. My brother even told me about that. Like, he looks like he's under something. Yeah. And so they called it
something.
Yeah. Remember the DC sniper from, like, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
Salvo guy.
They, we've got mind control of people out here. It's just if the mainstream media doesn't tell people about it, they won't believe it. You know, they won't believe it unless they see it on TV. But this 300-page book, I've got two of them that goes over the mind control program. The first one is how the Illuminati creates an undetectable total mind control slave, and it's a 300-page book by Fritz Springmeier. It goes over multiple personalities. People are tortured to create multiple personalities, and then they're programmed through second and third personalities. And, you know, everybody from porn stars to actresses, celebrities. You've got mindful people out there. Yeah.
Well, if the CIA was involved with LSD, psychedelic drugs.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I believe Sirhan was under mind control. I have reading on. They took him to, you know, far as they could take him that man knows. And he does not remember doing that at all.
Well, I think they're using our media to do it. I need to be very honest with you, the propaganda. They're using the media to do just that. If you are a free thinker, you are a racist, you are a conspiracy theorist, you are, you know, whatever, you're questioning any of this authority. You know,
exactly. And how are you going to get the country back unless, if people don't know what's going on, how are you going to get the country back? Because they're thinking, okay, these are just real natural events, not understanding these are staged, orchestrated, perfect events to get you angry, and people don't know that, so they'll go along with it. You see, but how do you get the country back if people don't understand what's going on?
Speaking of that, I was watching a video how they were staging all the dead bodies and stuff, and there's, you know, guys, this guy's in a body bag, his head's already smoking a cigarette. How does a dead body smoke a cigarette?
You know, during those riots and that in the summer, this summer in July and that, some of those whites that was involved in that don't even look like they were from the U.S. They was as pale as a damn ghost in July.
Yeah.
They must have came from overseas.
Yeah, it's very, very, very unfortunate. I just think the country is at the point where, you know, Jesus is just, it's pretty much, that's the only hope for the future of Christ. Because right now,
amen,
it's just going straight down the hole. Yeah.
And they're wanting to confuse people to the point that, you know, even if the freedom fighters like Benjamin Franklin John Adams, you know, those kind of cats that were freedom fighters back in the day that helped get America started, they want to confuse the system so that way that they can even identify people like freedom fighters as enemy combatants because they want to manipulate the control.
Yep.
Oh, you don't have the vaccine? Oh, well, you got to go to the FEMA camp. You got to go
then
to the
they
FEMA
want
to camp.
Make
you don't you. Have your shots? You got to go to the FEMA camp. You're a danger. You're a danger to society. You're a danger to your children's not vaccinated. You're going to have to call Child Protective Services. You're going to have to take your kids away. They're not vaccinated. You guys are a danger to society. See, with COVID-19, they get to do whatever they want to do now.
Yeah, if your kids haven't had a critical race theory course, we're going to take them away from you.
Yeah, man, COVID-19. And think about the Bible talks about great tribulation. Great tribulation. And this is the type of culture that can produce a great tribulation that's never been seen before.
I agree.
Great tribulation where you want to live out in the woods miles away from civilization, that type of tribulation.
Yep.
I mean, it's one IED, it's one police headquarters today. Next week, we may be on the radio show about 100 IEDs and 100 different police stations. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It starts small, and it could just straight go straight downhill.
And the CIA, the people that work, in, the people that perform these operations, CIA or whoever they are, Mossad, their families, they should, they're the ones that are destroying their own futures for their own family members doing these type of things. It's crazy. How can you serve the globalists but destroy your own future at the same time? That is just insane. That's insane.
But see, that where you probably differ from them, they look at the fact that they already feel that they're in a position of very high influence, and so therefore they've exercised so much control through multiple generations of their family being in that particular group that they've continued to train generation after generation to maintain that control, that they don't feel that threat. So therefore, it falls on deaf ears. You and I might see it that way and think that, oh, well, they're threatening their own, you know, livelihood and well-being, but they don't see it that way because they know at a certain point their multi-billions of dollars that they control, they can buy their own army. They just don't do it to that point level because they've already got control through all the corporations and through all the government because of the influence they have. They sit on the board of directors and all these multinational corporations. They have their hand in the, you know, Council on Foreign Relations, the Davos, you know, World Economic Forum people, as well as the UN. They're all a part, and they're all throughout every agency and bureaucracy of our government. It's not every person in every bureaucracy or agency, but it's a decent enough size group of people that they are actually doing data mining and filtering information back to other operatives to help keep that thing flowing the way they want it to flow. And some of us, I'm saying us, but I don't include myself in that, but some of us are just being bought and we don't know it, because when we work in the government and we continue to be manipulated to do their bidding ignorantly as useful idiots, if you will speak, then we're just adding to their fire and helping them continue the control, but we don't know. We're deceiving ourselves, but we tell everybody, no, I'm not being deceived. I'm not being used by them people. I'm fighting it just like you. Back to you. Thank you.
Yep, compartmentalization.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Describes it pretty well. You only know one compartment. One person knows one compartment. The other person knows the other compartment. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just sad that it's just going straight downhill, and I hate to even think about the future. I don't know about you guys. I don't even like thinking about the future. To me, the future is just a horror movie,
well,
movie that I don't even want to see.
But as you said earlier, though, when you read the scripture, you know it's going to come regardless.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Well,
yeah.
I think it goes back to that, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and, you know, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land and I will forgive their sin. Until we get to the point that we respect each individual human life the way we want to be treated and start treating them that way, then we're actually causing our own destruction.
Yeah.
Well, you know, me personally, that's my hope. My hope is not here. My hope is in eternity. I know what's going to happen here on earth because Satan is the prince of the earth. So it's going to happen. Sin is here on the earth. My hope is in heaven, and my hope is for eternity there.
It's very unfortunate for the young people.
That's what all the Pharisees in Matthew 15:8-9 were saying too, and that's why, you know, in Matthew 7:21-23, the Lord says, not all that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom, but he that does the will of my Father from heaven.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys something. Some of these dumbasses out here can recite those Bible verses better than y'all, and they expect to go to heaven too. And if they're going to be in heaven, I don't want to be nowhere near the place.
Well,
Well, think about it. I mean, they're worshiping. You know, they're worshiping the mainstream media. Gets worshiped more than probably anybody. So go ahead.
There are false prophets too, Bianchi.
The media. Man, an IED at the front of a police station. This is just unbelievable. Man.
Well, this guy was dumb at what he was doing, but the thing is how many else are within the country to know what the hell they are doing?
That's not that unbelievable. It's par for the course. Last year, we had Black Lives Matter burning down police stations that will, with the sanctions of the governors and the mayors. This is just another form of it. It's not unexpected. It's going to continue.
Right. Purple Pill wrote in a chat room, none are more under, none are more under the most powerful forms of mind control than the so-called Americans. Boy.
I can do that.
I mean, everybody's under the mind control.
I don't know. I think the Chinese are under the heaviest form, though. I think
some Americans. Yeah. Think like they're going down a one-way street. I'm telling you, with no damn exits either side.
Yeah.
North Korea.
Those who believe they're going to survive this this climate, let's just call it a communist takeover, and those who believe that there is no communist takeover. So, those two are going to find out the hard way that they're both wrong. Biden is not leading us down anything but the politely primrose path. Those executive orders, the hundreds of thousands of immigrants coming across the border, the sex trafficking, him not even knowing that he's alive, people thinking that Obama's the head of this all. I don't think he's the head. I don't see how he can be. All of us are going to be in for a nice, rude awakening, regardless of whether you're waiting for the rapture comes, rapture doesn't come. It's unless people, you know, actually do wake up, you know, and realize that we're all in the matrix. It's here.
Yeah, that was a great movie, Matrix. Yeah, the Red Pill.
Not only great, it was important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got the...
We should have learned from that.
But allegedly, according to the author of this book, Fritz said the Secretary of Defense has a file of all the mind-controlled deltas in the country, that the Secretary of Defense knows them, has a file and knows who they are. So I'm like, if that's true, that's devastating. If they've been doing these mass shootings with mind-controlled deltas, and the Secretary of Defense has a file on who these people are, that is devastating. What do you guys think about that? If you come to find out these mass shootings, the government knew about it.
I don't doubt it.
I would
I believe that's true.
Yeah, Kathy, are you there? No?
I am. I had to take another call from my mother.
Oh.
And she's worried about her property taxes. She don't want to lose her house.
Yeah, I don't mind. What do you think? The caller brought up something interesting about that the Secretary of Defense knows about the mass shootings having been under the control of mind control. I thought that would have been under your bailiwick if you read something about that.
No, I haven't, but... with the CIA, anything is possible.
Yeah,
anything. CIA. No.
But these mass shootings, I fully believe that they've been staged. Because look at how conveniently timed they are.
And they're almost all of them were on psychotropic drugs. So that gives a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I ask a real quick question with Kathy before we get too far away from what she just said?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Kathy, you were saying that your relative is concerned about the taxes. And I'm not
you know, sure, we're, well, put it this way. I hope she's taken advantage of the homestead exemption if it is available in her state. That helps lower the taxes. And if
yeah.
she's already taken advantage of the homestead exemption, if she's close enough with enough equity in the mortgage on her property, then she could hopefully get rid of the PMI insurance, you know, so that way it'll make it a little lower, and maybe there's some money come back from that that'll help pay the taxes. Or she can contact the tax assessor's office and have them to reevaluate her value of her property, and because of certain things, maybe her property value has gone down a little bit. I just wanted to give you a little, some tools and food for thought, because she probably already knows all this, but I didn't want to assume it. And then,
no,
I appreciate that. I truly, truly do. But my mother is 89. She has Alzheimer's, and we take care of all. She doesn't even pay property taxes now. You know, she doesn't.
She's in Alabama.
Yeah, she's got Alzheimer's, and she just gets this stuff on her mind, and, you know. But, yeah, you're right about all that, you know, and I appreciate that. But she comes up with this stuff and calls me. Well, she doesn't even remember my phone number. She gets my brother to call me. So, anyway.
Okay, well, whoever, you know, helps manage the estate, I just didn't want to assume that everybody understands those things, because I learned a number of those kind of things later in life, because I had nobody that was actually helping prepare me in understanding all those things.
Well, you, I'll tell you something that I found out. My brother is her caretaker, and he lives with her. Now, he can file head of house and claim her as a dependent on his income taxes, because she is, you know, disabled. She is disabled. It is her house, and but he can claim her. He can claim head of household and claim her as a dependent on his income taxes.
You're right.
Because he is her caretaker. And he's one of these rich GM retirees. And that makes all this money, so he pays a lot of taxes at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has no exemptions.
Yeah, us rich GM workers are retired.
Yeah, rich GM.
Oh, yeah, you guys are so rich.
The end of the year, I have nightmares thinking about the end of the year, because if it's true and people do die from the vaccine, then they'll say, hey, they didn't die from the vaccine. They died from a variant of COVID-19. We need a stronger lockdown. And guys like Steve that calls in, we need to ban these guys off of talk radio. And so I'm thinking a stronger lockdown's coming. But I'm just hoping these vaccines are not as lethal as I've been hearing they are, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, but I think Joe was holding the floor when I rudely interrupted, so I want to get him back to where he was supposed to be. I didn't want to make this a
That wasn't you, John. That was Gene an hour ago when I wanted to talk about the alien invasion.
They're already here.
Yeah, I know. We call him Zuckerberg.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. The psychological operations, I tell you. Now we got to talk about aliens. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did any of y'all watch any C-SPAN this week?
No.
They had a whole thing. It must have been the anniversary of the Bay of Pigs, because it just was all day long. Kennedy speeches, and it was showing footage of them in Cuba, you know, way back then. It was black and white, you know. I thought it was interesting. I did.
It probably was. That was one of our false flags there, right? Wasn't it?
The what?
Wasn't it one of our false flags where we blamed Cuba when actually the CIA was responsible for the invasion?
You remember who was big in the CIA when that went down?
Alan Dulles.
Alan
George,
Dulles.
Walker Bush.
George Senior.
Yeah, George Senior. Yeah.
George Senior.
Yeah. I think the Pope told them not to touch Castro, if I remember correctly. The Pope did not want Castro touched.
He's
convening a conference with some international leaders about climate change, don't you know? I think.
There was a gala at the White House, and Kennedy left, went to his office, spoke to some of his aides, I guess, advisors, and according to what I saw, there was a letter. The commandos of that, or the leaders of that brigade that was the Cuban brigade that was going to go in there, and they were in Miami. And a letter was sent to Kennedy. Kennedy said, "I will not shoot Cubans," you know.
Yeah.
And these commandos had no... These leaders had no idea that the brigade was attacking already. You know, that was interesting.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be leading it all, you know, behind it all, but they had no idea that it had happened. You know, Kennedy apparently never promised any support, you know, to them. Because
well,
he said we...
I think the CIA supposedly promised the Cuban... insurrectionists, and then Kennedy did not back up the CIA, and then the CIA had a reason to kill him.
Yeah. Well, the letter from the leaders of the brigade said that they didn't need Kennedy's support, didn't need his support.
Mm.
So he just, you know, this is what I saw on the, you know. So Kennedy said, well, we're not going to shoot Cubans anyway, so. And he just let it go. And then here the brigade goes in there and Cubans, and they get slaughtered and arrested, and, you know, it's a big failure.
And that was a time when Democrats were actually pro-American.
Yeah.
True.
And now they're backed by China, but what if China betrays the globalists? That's another thing I thought about. I said, you guys are depending on China. Democrats love it. Oh, China, they're such good people. They locked down and got over COVID. If only America could be like China with the lockdown. I said, but what if China betrays you guys in the future?
Well, they're prepared for that. They've been doing this game for centuries. So anytime a nation, well, any bank, any country that has a central bank is being controlled by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers anyway. So anybody that thinks about betraying the Rothschilds, they already have a counterplan. You know, if the Chinese say, nope, we're going to get rid of them, then the Chinese just turn to America, and we're now Chinese enemy number one. So they got it all planned up.
What about the prophecies of Russia attacking the country? There's all these prophecies about Russia out here. Is that all just, do you think that's just all noise, Russia wouldn't attack us?
Disinformation.
You think it's misinformation? Yeah.
Yes, Dub. And I hear a lot about, you know, the prophecies about the great red dragon, this and that. People used to think that that was communist Russia. It turns out it was communist China. But the media and Communist China, which owns the media, have put this misinformation out about Russia. They're still trying to do it. But Russia, hey, we're allies as of right now with this global, all these global operations going, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that COVID was intentionally released by China. If you look at their gross domestic profit right now, they increased threefold in the last this year, because they can go back to work, and everybody else is at home. And Trump had them knuckling under, and they were looking at the election coming up, and if they were still seen to be knuckling under a little bit, the next president's going to push it, you know, for the level trading fields to be the same, you know. And so they had to do something. And I believe, and the rest of the world was watching it because they were looking at the same thing. Can they get China to go ahead and do a level playing field? So, lo and behold, we get something. We get a global pandemic that puts the global economy into the ditch. But China comes back out of it, and they're the ones that are up there first in recovery. And they're way over what they were before the pandemic. If you're connecting the dots, it just looks that way to me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah. A woman got arrested in China, and she was screaming at the top of her lungs, "Everything is fake." She was screaming, "Everything is fake." Yeah, it was a Chinese woman. She got arrested in China. She was screaming, "Everything is fake." And if that's true, then that explains an awful lot.
Right. China may not be doing as well economically as we're told they are, you know.
Yeah, they've overvalued their currency for years now.
Oh, yeah, decades. But they are one of the ones that is producing the masks are still coming out of China. The only thing that we started ramping up on making was ventilators. But you've got the gloves, you've got the masks, you've got the shields, and then just your regular stuff. You're sitting at home bored, and you're on Amazon buying crap here and there. They recovered big time.
Yeah, but if you are running China, you know that this is fake. The virus is fake. It's not real. And that the real biological weapon is the vaccine, and you know that information, you can release a fake pandemic with the mainstream media called COVID-19 and then say, hey, okay, we'll fake it. And then when the vaccine comes out, then we'll say, hey, they really did die of COVID-19. And I have an 800-page medical book here that goes over all the medical lies of the last 200 years. And they talk about the real biological weapons have to be injected into the human blood. They cannot be passed to you airborne. They have to be injected into you, the real biological weapons. So you sell COVID-19 through the media and then get everybody to get vaccinated, and then the real biological weapons are used. Damn.
Yeah.
800-page medical book. Where's my medical book? I got it right here. 800 pages. You guys can read it. You'll love it. What really makes you ill, why everything you thought you knew about disease is wrong, goes over 800 pages of medical lies. Yep. Vaccines have been killing people since World War I. This is nothing new. These vaccines have been deadly for a long time. Long time. The explosion of cancer, too. They added the SV40 to the polio vaccine. They added cancer viruses to your polio vaccine back in the day. And remember, they were screaming and shouting, the vaccines work, polio, polio, polio. Yeah, but the explosion of cancer was, they've done a lot. They've lied about a lot.
And what are they putting in the flu shots?
Woo!
Most everybody gets a flu shot.
What was it? Mercury? What else?
Mercury.
Mercury was one of them. The other ones, there's a lot of evil. There's a lot of evil. I don't think I've ever had a flu shot.
I don't take one either.
Me neither.
But I got one that scares you guys, a story to scare you guys in St. Petersburg, Florida. They were advertising at the grocery store, if you get your flu shot, you get a free Thanksgiving turkey. And that scared the hell out of me. I said, how do you get a free Thanksgiving turkey because you got a flu shot? I mean, they're doing everything they can to promote their agenda.
Yep.
a free Thanksgiving turkey for a flu shot. I've never heard of it. I'm like, wow.
Or last year, I know Publix was giving like a $20 gift card, if, you know, if you got the flu shot there.
Well, okay, so even look at the vaccine, the current one. Krispy Kreme, you can get a donut today. There's places that are giving away ice cream if you can show that you got your vaccine. They're promoting it.
Hell.
That makes me question, why the hell would I want this?
Right.
Hell, in Georgia, if you came out and vote, you get to enter a raffle.
You know why? Dr. Fauci, he loves you so much. He thinks about you guys. Dr. Fauci loves you guys. He loves you so much. And what people don't know, Dr. Fauci was probably behind the AIDS epidemic in the 80s. And you want to know why? Because they were adding the virus into the hepatitis B vaccine, which a lot of the gay community took, and they were adding the AIDS virus to the smallpox vaccine that killed a lot of Africans. So now when you pull up in Africa with a vaccine truck, guess what the Africans do? They get to run because they know how deadly these vaccines are. Yeah, Africa. They literally have to pay the leaders of these countries to get them to vaccinate.
Because
they know how, they know how deadly these vaccines are. The Africans know. The smallpox vaccine. Yeah. And so that's what happened. The AIDS was engineered in UCLA, 1961-62. And Dr. Fauci was the, remember him? He was around in the 80s, and he was promoting the drugs. Remember the toxic AIDS drugs? AZT?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Fauci, he loves you so much. He cares so much about your well-being. Dr. Fauci. I've been over here dry fasting and water fasting and having fantastic results doing fasting. But there's no money in fasting. There's no money to be made for Big Pharma and the doctor down the street. They can't make any money off of fasting. I've been getting great results with fasting lately. Great results. But Dr. Fauci, I tell you, man. But I'm just going to pray for everybody. You know, pray for your country. Pray for your leaders.
That's right.
That's about it, guys. Yeah, it's sad what's going on. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable. It's over. It's not. It's just. They stole,
it's overwhelming.
Stole the election. Stole the election. Man.
Over an election, exactly.
Own election, released a deadly vaccine. Man. And remember what Trump talked about before he even ran? Trump talked about how the vaccine was causing autism. Remember that? What happened during COVID-19? He was promoting that vaccine like I have never seen anybody before. Trump was promoting that Operation Warp Speed. And I was like, Trump, you said the vaccine was causing autism before you got elected. What happened?
I think there's more to it. But he's telling people, though, if you want to take it, he doesn't tell you you have to take it. I think he was, you know, doing that to appease somebody.
Yeah, I was disappointed. And then I got information that Trump is a part of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. That he's a part of a secret society called the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. There's too many societies out here. I need a membership. There's too many of them. I can't keep up, but there's too many societies. There's too many. The Knights of Malta, the Illuminati. You know,
yes,
there's too many
some of them,
secret societies.
Good. Some of them will cease to exist after this year.
Donnie, you get that email I sent you?
I don't know. I didn't hear it go off. Let me look.
Hey, Pionki.
Yes, sir.
You were mentioning earlier you said something about the New American.
Yeah, it's a program.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, are you also familiar with immigrantsrising.org? It's kind of the same thing. It's basically a one-stop shopping center for all these immigrants come in to know what kind of benefits they can get and who to go to be able to milk the United States government. It's similar to what you were saying, but it's called immigrantsrising.org.
Well, they've been coached, that's for sure.
I'm going to give you guys another secret. If a lot of people die from the vaccine, the immigrants are there to replace the population that died. Isn't that interesting? Think about that, guys. They're flooding the border, right? So let's say the vaccines are very deadly and a lot of people die at the end of the year, next year. The immigrants are there to replace a lot of the people that died. You see that? They have a new fighting force. They have a new insurgency against the American people already set up and ready to go.
Well, within reason, too, they want to flood the labor pool so they can control the expenses of labor.
Yeah, but what kind of labor? It's reported that AI is going to replace 40 to 50% of the jobs present now.
Exactly. Yeah, but if you get Pionki, if you get enough people that are destitute that's willing to work for $2 a day and they can't make it and they get a UBI, Universal Basic Income, now they track everything digitally. Now they can identify every person that psychologically doesn't pander to their position, and then they can decide which one they want to send, you know, have a medical condition that they can euthanize, so to speak, through the medical system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound like China?
Mm-hmm. China, absolutely. One-child policy. Remember in the 1970s, David Rockefeller? He said, okay, China, if you guys agree to the one-world, one-child policy, we'll send jobs and industry to China as a human sacrifice. So China did the one-child policy as a human sacrifice to satisfy David Rockefeller. Isn't that interesting? Then you ship the jobs to China, punishing who? The Christian middle class in America. Do you see that? See, the globalists hate Christians. They hate Christians with a passion. So you hurt the West, but you prosper in an atheist nation like China. Do you see the operation? Think about all the Christian nations around the world in heavy amounts of debt. Heavy debt all over the world. Christian nations. Who mines the most gold in the world? China mines the most gold in the world. A lot of people don't even know that. So China is set up to be the future. And remember all the rich people that were sending their kids to learn Mandarin and Cantonese? Remember that, guys? The rich people sending their kids to learn Mandarin? Now we see why, don't we? Yeah.
True.
They were sent to learn Cantonese and Mandarin because they knew they were going to be handing over power to China. They wanted their kids in the position to prosper from the New World Order.
See, I come from the thinking of that each different faction thinks that they can use other factions as their cannon fodder in order to help destroy enough of the people that they then can control the rest. So, you know, there's legitimacy with everything everybody's saying here, but there's a complexity and a multiple other operatives at foot, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man. I was hoping this would happen
in
my
it.
Lifetime. Yeah.
We have the Antifa folks that were rioting and doing all the stuff they were doing, the Black Lives Matter group that's doing all they're doing, and then you got they always want to blame white men for everything here and there and blah, 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 blah. And the sad part of it is some of these mass shooter guys have pretty much been white for the most part, but at the same time, we don't really seem to be caring about the process or what motivated these people. So we just talk about what they did instead of trying to understand that these were human beings that were born just like all the rest of us. And something along the path when they were growing older has helped them get to this point where they felt there was no other option but the one that they just exercised as their last will.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't. To me, if you're Antifa or you're Black Panther or you're white supremacist or whatever, you still, if you are a legitimate legal United States citizen, then you have every right as anybody else to have your will mutually and reciprocally represented, so that way you're an equitable, self-governing, free person. As long as we don't deal with that and, you know, do it from a standpoint with critical thinking, conflict resolution, you know, reasoning and logic, then we're going to just continue to complain about all the problems and never find a solution, talking past each other, around each other, over each other, and under each other, and we're not loving each other and making it come to fruition to help heal the world. Thanks, back.
You just not getting it, Donnie?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Oh,
man, that was a long time, man. Everybody must have got a look at that.
It goes to George Soros, ladies and gentlemen. George Soros wants to turn the Black community into Al-Qaeda. That was George Soros's. He said he's going to destroy America by turning the Black community into an insurgent fighting force. That's
I got
Soros
the last shooting statistics on Chicago. Donnie, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
As of the 22nd of April, which would have been Thursday, there's been 4,351 Blacks shot by other Blacks in 336 days since Memorial Weekend, May the 23rd, 25th, 2020.
Damn.
676 murders.
Whew. Chicago. And it's been that way for years.
One of the aldermen in Chicago said from 2016 till now, more Blacks have died from the whole war in Afghanistan and Iraq. America.
I don't see where they're getting the more to shoot from. Where they coming from? It may be them aliens that Kathy talking about.
Might
be. The Bloods and the Crips. And
I told you they're already here.
These ain't all gangs just doing all this stuff. You got some just plain flat-out nuts.
Mourn him, but not idolize him. George Floyd was a drug peddler and an armed robber. That's the email I got. Wow.
And a porn actor.
Oh,
he called him Mr. Landlord.
Yeah, he was a porn star, too. Yeah, Miami, they had police guarding Walmart at the front of the building in Miami. I was in Miami. I was just stopping by Walmart. You had a police officer. I said, why is there a police officer at the front of Walmart? He was like, I'm a security guard because this is a horrible neighborhood. It's like, wow. The neighborhood in Miami was so bad, they had a cop out in the front guarding the Walmart. It's like, wow.
Hell, Walgreens San Francisco closed 11 stores. Because people come in there with get the basket and at a calculator, fill the basket up and stop shy of $950 and walk right out with it.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I mean, that black-on-black crime, I mean, it's been going on in Chicago for a long time. The South Side of Chicago, before it was Al Capone ran in the Italian Mafia, ran the South Side of Chicago 100 years ago, and the Black gangs were known as associates at that time when Al Capone and the Italian Mafia was running the South Side of Chicago. So they kind of helped train the Bloods and the Crips and the rest of them.
Shit, they didn't help train these idiots. What was a massacre back in them days was the St. Valentine's Day massacre, you remember? How many got killed? About 15 or so?
Yeah, I think 14 or 15.
Shit. they had so many shootings one weekend in Chicago that the damn hospitals put a close sign on the door. Couldn't take no more.
Mm-hmm. That's pitiful.
Say, Bianchi, if these folks are, you know, going out the door at these grocery stores with $900 and some odd worth of groceries, who sent them through the checkout? How'd they get an account to know that's how much they took?
And they got a calculator. They go in with a calculator with them and add it up. Put it in the basket.
So the thief himself put it online. Hey, look, I just went through the grocery store and got $950 worth of groceries and just walked out. I mean,
you got a point there. They may go through the line. I don't know. What the ones I seen on YouTube? Not YouTube. Well, I guess you could say YouTube. They was taking cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And trying to bust cases open. You got one guy standing there hitting the case with some object, trying to bust it open. The store clerk's just standing there, can't do nothing. Even the security guard can't do nothing. It's crazy, man.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I've never been to a store like that. You try that in any of the stores I've ever been to, no matter what state I was in. Well, then again, you were talking about most recent, too.
Bianchi, you sent me that tape. You sent me that tape of them in the cosmetic aisle. There's a few
of them.
Was
that something else, Donnie?
Yeah. The security guard was there. And somebody
It stems from the law. If you steal $1,000 or less, even in the state of Alabama, from Athens Walmart, it's a misdemeanor. If it's over $1,000, it's a felony. Okay, some states look at misdemeanors, and they don't even write you a ticket. They're like, don't do it again. So they keep it as a misdemeanor under $1,000. They walk out the door.
But Daniel, how do they know exactly how much these people are stealing unless somebody's done an account?
That's
somebody
had
to physically count the cost of each item and tally it up to know what they, you know, whether they met that threshold or not.
Well, hell,
yeah,
they
stop them. Able to do that.
Well, if they stop them going out the door because they didn't go through the checkout line and it's less than $1,000 in a state other than Alabama, like some of these liberal states, they're going to let you go. It's a misdemeanor. It's under $1,000. Goodbye, you know.
And they get to keep the merchandise?
Yes.
Yeah, can you imagine going in one of them Amazon stores like that where they don't have no it's on an honor system? That'll go out the window real fast.
Real quick. Real quick. Now, San Francisco, they just go load up on food the prosecutors say, hey, they don't stop them. They must need it. Boom, out the door they go. A lot of
it's just a misdemeanor.
Shut down. Just shut down.
I showed you that one video.
The officials getting the kickback from all these criminals doing that? Because I don't understand why even an official, you know, leader would stand for that nonsense.
And some of that damn liberal stuff.
Yeah, it's all,
And wouldn't Walmart be out of business, or wouldn't Walmart shut down that location if they took massive amounts of losses? Or that's probably why they put the police officer at the front.
You know
what's
going to happen? You know what's going to happen? You're going to have a ride-sized crowd going to go into Walmart and do just that. Load up and walk out. They're going to keep doing it and keep doing it till Walmart shut down stores. Then what are people, period, going to do? I think people need to take these matters in their own hand and start whooping some ass.
Yeah. I'm glad my family owns farmland, too, because farmland is very, very important. Bill Gates bought up enough farmland to equal 18 states because he wants to grow synthetic beef, and he wants Americans to eat synthetic beef. That's Bill Gates' plan.
Hey, China's buying up farmland, too, though. China's been buying up farmland, too.
China?
I could barely hear you. Was that Kathy? Can you repeat that?
That wasn't me. No, it was me. China has been buying up farmland as well.
Wow.
Well, the Biden administration let China do any goddamn thing. They allow them by ports, airports, probably, telecommunication, electric grids.
Demoralization. Remember 30, 40 years ago, the morals and values were totally different in this country. There was a 25-year demoralization psychological operation that was ran in the American people. They said it took about 25 years to break the moral values of the American people. What do you guys think about that?
Well, listen to some of these songs that's coming out. Look at this last one with Cardi B and the kind of lyrics that she's putting out. That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
But that is bad.
What'd you say, Dr. Who?
Seuss. Dr. You know, Seuss. Pat Najat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lady on the internet that sent in had ordered Dr. Seuss from Amazon. They canceled the order.
Yeah, Amazon censored my holistic doctor, Dr. Thomas Cowan. I went to buy his book. Amazon censored him. I had to buy his book from a water filter company. Amazon censors. If you're talking about like COVID-19, the germ theory, things like that, Amazon censors your book. So that's why I'm saying, guys, these books I'm recommending for you guys, you know, the mind control book, the medical book I have over here. Get the books while you can, because they're planning a new internet where anybody that's not talking establishment is banned. People like Alex Jones won't even be able to own a website in the future. They want a new internet because they don't want anybody hearing anything counter to what the establishment wants. Get the books while you can. Get the books while you can.
Get the guns while you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
You see them Amazon turkeys flying over here, shoot them.
There you go.
Yeah, Amazon trying to take over the whole world, trying to put the grocery store out of business. Amazon wants to put your local grocery store out of business.
Yeah, they do. They're doing what Walmart did to small businesses. Now they're doing it to Walmart.
Yeah. Yep.
As long as a globalist certifies your business, you're going to make a lot of money. A lot of money. Damn. Amazon, I did not expect Amazon to be where they are today. It's just unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, you figure they'd be more, like you say, ethical in the way they go about doing business, but they nowhere near there. They're getting worse.
Demoralization. Demoralization. Remember how long, you know, they were free, the pornography being free on the websites for the last 20 years. That's part of the demoralization campaign. Free porn. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Demoralization.
Yeah.
Take all the morals that you know from your Bible and literally flush it out of America's system. They don't want any morals in this country.
I was listening to
They want
to
guys
a black...
to sit around watching porn all day. That's what they want. Yeah.
I was listening to a black woman, Donnie, was talking about how her daughter, she was telling her daughter about how the neighbor kids act. And the daughter said, "Mama, you are racist."
She
said, "Oh, where the hell you learn that from?"
Oh, man.
Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah.
Schools, I guess schools in California are still out. I don't know if that's good or bad in California.
Guess who's running for governor of California?
Big Mike.
Hell, man, you late on that one.
Oh, my. This world is... Man.
Well,
man.
She is a Republican.
Oh.
And,
Well, maybe it's
already crashing her, so you might be a little afraid.
Probably running to split the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Put up by Obama.
They're going through those signatures to see if there's enough signatures to put it on the ballot to throw him out of office.
No, sorry, folks. Arizona, they're going to censor it. Yeah, the Arizona vote count, that's what they do. Anything they don't want to deal with, they just censor it. It's unfortunate. I heard about the FBI throwing away ballots, too. I heard the FBI came in and shredded a bunch of ballots that was showing some evidence. Somebody turned over some evidence, and they just took it to the shredder. They don't want to hear about it.
Sure don't. I wouldn't doubt that one bit. Well, FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop for, what, months before the election?
Yeah. Yeah. All the damning evidence on it.
Yeah.
Get
it.
Well, who in the hell's pulling their chain?
Oh, the globalists. The globalists. I mean, do you want a CIA knocking on your door in the middle of the night because you did something?
Mm-mm. You know, Bianchi, you were talking about Chicago. I was watching a documentary. I believe it was a documentary on their prosecutor, and she just let them out of prison, like 30% of the
Kim Fox.
Right, yeah, Kim Fox, right out of prison. Just out of jail, mm-hmm. or doesn't charge them, I should say, doesn't even charge them. And they were talking to a police officer. Oh, it was on Tucker Originals, and it was damn good. And they were talking to police officers and detectives. They said, we arrest them and we charge them. I mean, we can't charge them. Put them in jail, and she releases them the next day. Sometimes they don't even stay a day.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. People talk about you're black, say they need to elect black officials and that. Chicago has got a black, openly gay, 4'2" mayor with a husband who's about 7 foot tall. Police superintendent is black.
Mm.
Cook County prosecutor's office, she's black. The lieutenant governor is black. The attorney general is black. The secretary of state is black. The damn school district, I think, is majority black. And also city council, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all crooked as shit.
And you got 4,300 black shot in that city. So where is the advantage of having black officials? As Joe said, they're crooked as hell. Go ahead, Kathy.
It depends on who financed their campaigns.
George Soros.
Right, exactly.
Over $2 million.
Lightfoot, all of them. These governors.
Well, he's definitely going after the attorney generals and local prosecutors.
Governors, DAs. Judges.
Well, where does George Soros live? Does he live in this country or is he in Germany?
No, he lives
in
New York.
Yeah, New York. If he's still alive.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him.
He might be a clone. Maybe he's a clone. I don't know.
Right.
That's the problem, guys. We've got a lot more. I mean, they've been hiding technology. Like I tell people all the time. Don't think this the video game graphics just magically improved over the last 20 years. They had to roll out a lot of technology.
I agree.
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
So,
I agree.
I don't know. He might be a clone.
That's what Alex Jones was talking about the last week.
Whether he is
or
not.
Adam Schiff looked like a damn clone. Look at his eyes.
You know, whether they are or not, Soros still has a huge, huge organization. And even if he may be dead, somebody else is running that organization.
Yeah.
So they carry on. you know.
Soros is only the name we know about. So in case something happens to him, it doesn't affect the Rothschilds or the Rockefeller.
John Doe, you were saying something?
Yeah, John Doe, go ahead.
I just said that, yeah, they just continue to keep training the younger generation to take over the next. Is, you know, they roll into that role.
They do. They do. Same agenda.
Sure.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
You keep up with Alex Jones pretty good. Have you ever seen the video Survival of the Wisest?
No. I don't go to band TV. I don't go to band TV. No.
I can't even hear you. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what that video is. Because to download his videos takes about 2 hours because it takes two gigabytes to download a 20-minute video.
Are you out in the country with the slow satellite internet? Is that where you were located at?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because, yeah, the country, that satellite internet can be pretty slow out in the country. That's the thing. They were working on broadband over power lines, but they haven't really got the infrastructure.
Yeah, well, WiMAX, that stuff ain't going to work. Crazy. WiMAX.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to have another insight to a lot of these elitist thinking, there's, you know, you can check out that Survival of the Wisest. It's a video. But also there's a website, infraction.wordpress.com. The infraction is spelled infraction.wordpress.com. And it just really breaks down a whole lot of stuff about the plan and how the elite are trying to manipulate everything. It's pretty amazing. And better teacher than, you know, I've heard in a long time.
That's what, I-N-F-R-A-K-S-H-E-N?
Yeah.
I-N-F-R-A-K-S-H-U-N.
U-N, okay.
U-N.
Dot WordPress.com, huh?
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
.com is here. The Transgender Royal Family. All right.
I think Joe just dropped.
What do you guys think about that? Transgenders in the British Royal Family.
Call back in quick, Joe. You only got 3 minutes.
No, he's too late.
You guys enjoy your Sunday. Nice
you do
to
the same.
Yes, sir.
Nice talking with you.
Great conversation.
Yeah, good news,
yes,
man.
Yeah, I'm just going to be praying for the good old USA. Man, it's a nightmare.
And what's your handle again?
Steve.
All right, Steve.
Hello?
Steve.
You're talking Steve.
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
Indiana.
Thank you, Don.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, and don't be a stranger.
All right.
All right. You have a good night.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if people can throw at that George Floyd Memorial like they do to Confederate statues.
I don't think
spray
so.
Paint them. Huh?
I don't know about that. Oh, I don't think so. Wow.
So I tell you what, he's got a nefarious background.
Yeah, he does.
In criminality. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He had 3 funerals, didn't he? More than that, wasn't it?
I don't know.
They hauled him around, I mean, for a while. He was from Houston. They had one in Texas.
Well, that goes to show you some bull crap to it. He had a big GoFundMe, then the city kicked off and gave him some money before the damn trial.
$27 million. Went to the family. $27 million.
It just seems like everything is all about money. Money,
it is
money.
It,
you know.
It is all
and
about
power.
Money. Yeah.
And power.
Yeah. Talking about Gates and others buying up land is to control the food chain, you know. They're doing it everywhere.
How much money do Pelosi give Minneapolis for out of this deal? I wonder if it's being paid for that way, you think?
Kind of like
the back door.
Yeah, they're getting some money, I'm sure. And I promised the person I'd play this, and I'm sorry I forgot, but it's about the border, and it's Will Kane. He's down talking to, I think, some ranchers, I think. I haven't
heard
this.
This week, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey issued an emergency declaration over the border crisis. Fox & Friends weekend co-host Will Kane went there to get a firsthand look, and he spoke to a panel of sheriffs from around the country. Will joins us live from Addison, Texas, with more on what he saw. I saw you tweeting some of these images, and some of them, I mean, pretty intense from when you went along with them and saw things firsthand.
You know, Jillian, I've been to the border twice now, which is two more times than the Vice President of the United States has been to the border, and you need to be there to see what is happening. It's absolutely fascinating. An eye-opening look at this crisis we hear so much about from 30,000 feet. I got to get on the ground, see it, go on a nighttime raid, and really see the quality of life issues so many sheriffs are dealing with across this country. Take a look at some of the stuff we encountered.
Without border security, we will never have true homeland security. And American lives are at risk every single day.
This isn't a Republican or a Democrat issue. This is an American issue.
It is a national crisis. It is the United States problem.
I'm looking at this group of sheriffs, sheriffs from New Mexico, from Maryland, Virginia, from Nevada, and all the way from Massachusetts.
You know, we brought this group together because we as sheriffs, the people expect us to do something.
Sheriff, how far are we from the Mexican border right now?
So we're between about 70 and 80 miles right now from the Mexican border. We are well within the United States border. What they'll do is they'll come walking through the desert, and then they'll wait here. And then the scouts, which you see in these mountains, will tell the vehicle it's clear to come pick them up. Now, we've always been a traffic area, but we've seen a tremendous spike since January 20th. This is all them. Look at them just throwing. This is very fresh too, because I come out here often. So they'll wear these carpet shoes because they will mask the sound, and we can't track them in the sand.
This is the camouflage you're talking about.
And it's almost like they have a border crossing kit. All these bags. This is your typical backpack here, like this one. Standard issue backpack. Sleeping bags, jugs, clothes. They can carry far more value of drugs in these backpacks between fentanyl pills and methamphetamine.
In the year of 2020, New Mexico seized about 18,000 fentanyl pills. Year to date this year, we've seized over 90,000 pills.
We have a experience an all-time high of overdoses in Wicomico County, Maryland.
Between 2007 and 2017, Massachusetts had the highest influx of illegal immigrants into our communities in Massachusetts.
It's often been said every county is a border county. Start with Virginia having arrests of cartel members, MS-13 gang members.
I was with Sheriff Daniels last night. We're sitting here in Cochise County, and this is Sheriff Daniels County, and he told me the numbers have increased tenfold from over a year ago.
Yeah.
You're all nodding along. You've all experienced something similar?
The Cochise County Sheriff's Office has a virtual system, camera system. Last year at this time, we ran between 300 to 400 illegal entries. Right now, we're at 3,400 in the month of March alone.
We are currently averaging almost 5 illegals an hour right now crossing the border. That's an hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
As we sit here, there's a group not far from us, about 13, coming right on our backside that we're working on right now. So,
that you've already caught on camera. You can see them making their way through the mountains as we talk.
Yeah, we saw them coming to the country illegally, and now our team and Border Patrol are working to get them right now. This is a very active highway. It wasn't that way before. But before the administration canceled all the prevention programs, checkpoints, pretty much sent the message that, you know, it's okay to come to this country.
25 hours walking to this point. What do you think?
25 hours walking. Got the camo on that we saw earlier. The helicopter we just saw catch him on the
right.
The
this
hill.
Is a group that was just to the right. We just did the first interview with you, Will. They're right behind us.
¿De dónde vienen ustedes?
Guatemala.
Guatemala. You said, señor?
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
How many times they tried? Did they answer that?
He's been tried for 10 years, he said. Four times for him.
Four times?
You made it.
Four times caught? Right, so Sheriff, tell me what we just saw.
You saw cartel smuggling.
What can be done to solve this problem?
It starts with the President of the United States. He needs to prioritize his border, all our borders, and there's consequences for breaking our laws.
There is a rule of law in this country. We are a country of immigrants. We all welcome immigration. We all do. We've all been beneficiaries of immigrants in our community, but legal immigrants.
My parents did it right. We came here legally, but we need to fix the border crisis that we have.
Because we're the county sheriff. When the feds fail, when the states fail, we're not going to fail our citizens because we're in church with them. We're at the supermarket with them. We live right next door to them. The people in D.C. or the capitals of our state don't care. We have to.
You know, Jillian, this really brought it home to me to talk to these sheriffs from across the country that have come together with this organization, Protect America Now. This is a quality of life. They're tasked with protecting their citizens. This is a quality of life issue for their citizens, meaning their counties are being flooded with drugs, the rule of law is being flouted, and they need someone. And they'll be that someone. They'll step up, but they need someone to come in and reintroduce order.
Yeah, and people can visit protectamericanow.com for more. And, well, you know, what's just fascinating to me is you hear people over and over again talk about, and I'm curious how much they did on this as well, that, you know, once the drugs come into our country illegally, they don't stop at the border. So this is something that affects every town and every state in our country.
There you go. I hope you know I played it anyway. Probably not. Oh, my switchboard's gone.
Well...
yeah.
It's time to get to bed, Donnie.
Yeah, I'm tired. Bedtime for Bonzo. I'm going to hit the hay.
Why are you going to give my regards to Otis? Well, yeah, I haven't heard of him in a long time.
Oh, Otis is doing fine. Don't you worry about Otis. Old man slept with the whole show.
Will, Kathy, and Daniel. And
yeah.
Yep.
I'm here.
Razor Toad and Sally. Everybody have a
Who's
nice
Razor
evening.
Who's Razor Toad and Sally?
Whoever want to be.
Whoever want to be, I guess, Gene. I don't know either.
Yeah.
I'll be.
Night, Bianchi.
I'll see you guys. Take it easy.
Good night.
Tonight.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Bianchi.
Good night, John.
Bianchi.
Oh, too late.
Bianchi.
I heard
no.
His phone. You did hear his phone click. I'm surprised they let us on this long. Usually they're cutting us off right about now. Huh. Okay.
That
well,
was
anyway,
only that one day in the last
You just never
weeks,
know
what?
With BTR.
Yeah, you don't know with BTR what the hell they're going to do, but we'll shut her down. I'm tired. And you all have a great night and be safe all week, and we'll see you next Saturday night, hopefully. And stay safe. Kathy, we'll talk during the week.
All right.
Get some rest. Daniel, thank
okay.
you. Gene, thank you. John Doe, as always, thank you, buddy. And Cinnamon,
good dreams,
everybody. I know you're lucky
good
to
night. Enjoy the show.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Don.